When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wasting our time with that. Brian in Staten Island, what's up, Brian? Yeah, Jack in Lakewood, what's up, Jack?
Yeah, regarding the situation with Bonkrest, have you ever engaged in anything like that yourself?
First of all, you're a moron for calling up with that nonsense. That's when not what you asked the call about. Okay, number one. All right, number two, I have not. But you know what? You're just a jerk for even calling up the show and wasting our time with that. Brian in Staten Island, what's up, Brian? Jack in Lakewood, what's up, Jack?
Yeah, regarding the situation with Bonkrest, have you ever engaged in anything like that yourself?
First of all, you're a moron for calling up with that nonsense. That's when not what you asked the call about. Okay, number one. All right, number two, I have not. But you know what? You're just a jerk for even calling up the show and wasting our time with that. Brian in Staten Island, what's up, Brian?
You made me listen to- school, babe, come. Come on, babe, home, babe, come home. Attaboy, let's go, babe, come. Come on, babe, home, babe, come home. Attaboy, let's go, babe, come. Come on, babe, home, babe, come home. Attaboy, let's go, babe, come. Come on, babe, home, babe, come home. Attaboy, let's go, babe, come. Come on, babe, home, babe, come home. Attaboy, let's go, babe, come. Come on, babe, home, babe, come home. Attaboy, let's go, babe, come. Come on, babe, home, babe, come home. Attaboy, let's go, babe, come. Come on, babe, home, babe, come home. Attaboy, let's go, babe, come. Come on, babe, home, babe, come home. Attaboy, let's go, babe, come. Come on, babe, home, babe, come home. Attaboy, let's go, babe, come. Come on, babe, home, babe, come home. Attaboy, let's go, babe, come. Come on, babe, home, babe, come home. Attaboy, let's go, babe, come. Come on, babe, home, babe, come home. Attaboy, let's go, babe, come. Come on, babe, home, babe, come home.
I want to take this time. I mean this sincerely. This is not me.
Attaboy, let's go, babe, come. Come on, babe,
I want to thank everybody for supporting the movie Grandma's Boy.
Come on, babe, home, babe, come home. Attaboy, let's go, babe, come. Come on, babe, home, babe, come home. Attaboy, let's go, babe.
I say, I say, I say.
Nothing. Danny, this food means nothing.
Drink as much milk as your little belly can hold.
Here we go, Brady.
Question.
How much milk do I have to drink to be big enough to be quarterback?
Can I give you a hug?
That is a great question. And I love that you're thinking about that. Drink as much milk as your little belly can hold. At all times, drink as much milk as your, could be chocolate milk, could be the 2%, but the ideal is the whole milk. That's the ideal. As much as your little belly can hold. Thank you.
Not a soggy patch on there. That's all the way round. Okay? Can you hear that?
On the balcony you can hear that, right?
Yes, sir.
And it's intact. Right in front of your very eyes, I have a wedge.
Oh, thank God.
Of a beautiful apple pie. And the flavour? The flavour's amazing.
Hot in a blender, and still I surrender.
one thing for Peyton. Peyton, the first guy you kiss can't be Papa John, okay? And listen, this is a big moment. First of all, I have no idea why Papa John's on the field. Shame on the NFL for having him on the field. But if you're Peyton Manning, you have enough money, the first guy you kiss can't be Papa John, okay? It can't be! And if I see that as a commercial, I'll throw up. Enough. You make enough money. The first guy you kiss can't be Papa John after the game.
Jack in Lakewood, what's up, Jack?
Yeah, regarding the situation with Bob Kraft, have you ever engaged in anything like that yourself?
First of all, you're a moron for calling up with that nonsense. That's when not what you asked to call about. Okay, number one. All right, number two, I have not, but you know what?
Show. What's up, everybody? Yeah. How are you tonight here on this April evening? Tonight is the night before our taxes are due. What? It's not. They were due already. Oh, no. No. We all did our taxes. We're all in the clear, right? What's going on tonight? The topic is on the show, the top 50 weirdos of all time. By all means, you get your weirdo together, you call up, you tell me the weirdo. Right now, all we've got, number 5, Harmony Korine. Number 37, Gary Young, former Pavement drummer. And number 49, Jonathan Richman. 201-332-3484 is the number. This is the best show. Join us, won't you? Part of the Panoply Network. It's the best show. What's up, everybody? My name's Tom. I'm the host of tonight's episode. And I hope you're all good. The phone number. Lines are all full right now, so I'll give it out later. But I'll give it out now, so you write it down. 201-332-3484. That's the number. Tonight, we discuss the 50 greatest weirdos of all time. We'll put the list together. Let's see who's on it. We just heard from the Golden Boys. Great band. From Texas. And that record is called Better Than Good Times. Came out a couple years ago already. On 12XU. What a great album. What a great band. What a great label. Great, great, great. Everything's great. It is. You might as well focus. You can focus on great stuff, you know. Sometimes people focus on the negative and the terrible stuff, and it's I'm as guilty of that as anybody. But it's sometimes you also want to just go, hey, what about good things? I can make that what my life is about, and I like the good things too, and I'm going to make my life about that. So you can do it, but it's fun to listen to something terrible too, right? Right, Mike? Mike's here. Whole crew's here. They ordered pizza. What did I want to talk about? Oh yeah, let's just get into it. I'm just going to get into it. 50 greatest weirdos of all time. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. It seemed like a good topic. Now we will explore it in full. The list consists of Harmony Korine is at number 5. Gary Young's at 37, Pavement drummer. Jonathan Richman at number 49. Who's good here? Best show, hi.
Hi, Tom. How's it going?
Oh, it's going. To whom am I speaking?
To Marsden from Calgary in Canada.
How are you, Marsden?
I'm doing pretty good. We got a big provincial election today for a new premier, so things are kind of exciting here right now. But just hanging around the home tonight.
Watching election results? Or when do the results start coming in?
Well, ballot... polling stations don't close for another hour, yeah, but we'll be watching the results for sure. We've got some kind of weird comic book villain running, so mm-hmm. Everyone's kind of hoping that they don't win. I got a couple for the topic.
All right, let's hear it. Let's okay. Hear it. Yeah, that's why I took your call, buddy. What do you got?
Well, the first one I wanted to suggest was Steve Albini, not so much because of his music production, but more for the fact that he's a internationally ranked poker player and apparently an aficionado of blood puddings.
Yeah, look, I'm not going to put him on the weirdo list. I don't think he's the kind of weirdo we're looking for. I did just see him live. There was a cat convention in that we talked about in Asbury Park over the weekend, and he was one of the guests. Yeah, he was a guest at it and was interviewed by that cat, Lil Bub. It was very exciting.
Oh, right. Yeah, I think I remember hearing about that on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you did.
Yeah. Was that a fun festival?
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good time. Yeah. If you like cats. Good. Cats,
yeah,
I can take.
Fair enough.
I can
take. He likes him a lot.
Yeah, he does. Like, he must like him. He was at the cat thing. I could take or leave a cat. I could take it or leave it. I like cats.
That's fair.
Okay, I like cats just fine. I would prefer a dog, but whatever floats your boat. Cat makes you happy. God bless you. dance around the room with your cat. Who else you got for the list?
The other one I wanted to suggest was Tommy Wiseau.
No, I'm not putting that guy on the list. The Room guy?
No.
No.
Yeah. No, not so much because of the movie, but because of his kind of mysterious background.
Yeah, he's not a weirdo. I'm not putting him on. No, this list is bad. No. You sound so shocked. No.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
No. No. Not doing it. He's not a weirdo. I want the greatest weirdo. Look, he's a weirdo. He's not one of the 50 greatest, though.
Greatest as in weirdest or as in, you know, they're the greatest.
Who are the greatest weirdos?
Okay. Right.
The ones who changed things in the weird. They shouldn't have made it as far as they did, or maybe they didn't make it far enough. The weirdos. Look, he's a weirdo. Yeah. Not arguing with you on that. Not top 50, though. Maybe on your list. Sure. Not on mine. Get off my phone. Best of luck with your election. Best Show, hi.
Hi, Tom. How's it going?
Oh, it's going well. To whom am I speaking?
This is Dane in Lowell, Massachusetts.
Dane in Lowell, Massachusetts. What's up in Lowell tonight?
I'm kind of staying up late. It's a school vacation, hanging out with my dog.
Okay.
To the Best Show.
And what school are we talking about now?
Middle school.
You're a middle school student?
Sometimes I feel like one. I'm a teacher.
Oh, you're a teacher. Okay, I was going to say you sound a little haggard.
Yeah.
For a middle school student.
I am haggard from teaching middle school students. Yeah.
What's the rudest thing? What's the most rude thing a kid ever said to you?
A couple weeks ago, a kid asked me how old I was. We were learning about some civil rights history.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, I was 40. And they were, a couple of them started giggling, and they're like, we thought you were alive during these times you were teaching about.
Like, they thought you were around in, what, the 50s and 60s? Adult
50s,
then.
Yeah, early 60s. Yeah.
Like, as if you were just, like, living, not just like a baby in that time.
Yeah, they were like, they thought I was my age back then. Some of them, I think, thought that.
Did you call them dumb?
No.
You should have if it was me, I would have said, I can't even tell who the dumbest one in this classroom is. One of you is dumber than the next. It's a 30-way tie for last.
Nice.
No. Well, so what do you got for the topic?
So I've got a few NBA weirdo suggestions.
A few NBA weirdos. That's good. I want to hear. Let's see if we because I have a couple. There's a couple weirdos that I think could make the list. Go ahead. What do you got?
Yeah. So three different eras.
All right.
So Dennis Rodman.
No.
Ron Artest / Meta World Peace.
Go ahead. Who do you else you got?
And the third one is Kyrie Irving.
No, he's not going on that thing.
No. Nah. Shoot.
Yeah, let's put I think Meta World Peace should go on. Remember when he joined the NBA and then got a job over the summer working at, I believe, a Circuit City?
Yes.
I'm gonna search that right now. Ron Artest, Circuit. Yeah. It comes up, you put Ron Artest applied, yeah.
Yes.
Like, he here's an article. Ron Artest applied, because his name was Ron Artest, he changed it to Meta World Peace into his career. Ron Artest applied for a job at Circuit City in his rookie season to take advantage of the employee discount. I like him. I always like Ron Artest.
Yeah, I have like a soft spot in my for him as well, I think.
Yeah.
You know, kind of grew up a Celtics fan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you got on the list. Let's put he's at 43.
Awesome.
Ron Artest. Put Meta World Peace. That's his name now. He changed it. So it's Meta World Peace. Yep. Formerly Ron Artest. Thank you for the call. You got anything else?
All right, thanks, Tom. No, I just wanted to thank you for the show. I listen every
week.
You're
welcome, buddy. You're welcome.
First time I've had a chance to call in.
Oh, you're sweet. You're a sweetheart. You have a great night. Best show, hi. Yeah.
This is Don from Philadelphia.
Don from Philadelphia. You say it like I'm supposed to know who you are, Don.
Well, I'm sorry, Tom.
Do I know you? Do I know you, Don?
You do not, no.
I do not, okay. Well, you got a little bit of a Philly tude there. A little bit of that.
No tude.
A little bit. You got a little bit of the Philly tude. Tom.
All right.
Yeah, it's Don from Philadelphia. Like your voice went, it just hit that thing where it's like the slight trace of me not knowing who you were seemed to bug you just a little bit. So what's going on? What's going on, Don?
Well, for the topic,
now, Philly's a city full of weird. Philly's a city full of weirdos.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's great.
It's a weird city. It's like it's Boston. I've said in the past, it's like Boston for weirdos.
I would agree with that. Yes.
Old stuff. Not colonial. What would you call it? Colonial?
Yeah, kind of colonial.
Whatever. That old stuff from history. Black and white stuff.
Yeah.
Right? But it's in color when you see it in front of you. That's the exciting part. But it allows weirdos. Whereas Boston allows, what would that be? Covert hate mongers? Right?
Yeah, pretty much.
There's some hate down there in Philly, though.
There's no hate here.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's a city of brotherly love.
Exactly, yeah. Yes.
That's why you're famous for throwing batteries at Santa Claus. What do you got for the top? What do you got for the topic, buddy?
Crispin Glover?
Crispin Glover.
Too famous?
No, that's the kind of person we're talking about. Yeah, you know what? Look, he's never been my all-time favorite. You know what I do like that he did, though? He made this movie. What was that movie? You know, he made this movie.
What is it?
Yeah. And he just shows it. He does not, it's not like for sale, right?
Yeah.
You can only see it when he projects it and does a presentation around it.
Yes.
That's, I like that he's made something special like that.
Yeah, he seems genuine.
Put him at 50. He's 50. We might move him up later, but I just want him on the list now.
I have a backup if I could throw it in.
What do you got, Don? Who's the backup?
Sterling Hayden.
Sterling, the actor?
Yes.
He was like a blacklisted guy, right?
Yeah, but he was never really into the acting thing. It's so bizarre. You see interviews of him.
Uh-huh.
People
would know him from what now? It's Doctor Strangelove.
Doctor Strangelove, Johnny Guitar.
And The Long Goodbye is, I think, one of his last movies.
Yes.
When he walks into the ocean.
Yes. Oh, no. Sterling Hayden? Wait, I'm thinking of the wrong movie then.
Wait, what are you thinking about?
I was thinking about Johnny Guitar. I think I might have said my movie at the same time that you said movie.
I said The Godfather.
Oh.
Right, he's in The Godfather, right, Mike? Yeah, he gets shot in the throat. He was in the thing with the bathroom with the gun, right?
Oh, that's right. He was there.
Yeah. So tell me about Sterling Hayden and why he would make your list.
if you watch his interviews on YouTube, very interesting. Just he sort of denounced the entire acting thing. Mm-hmm. It seemed to me, and he just seems like not to say that denouncing acting is a bad thing, but it just seemed like an interesting perspective that he had. If you watch these interviews.
Okay. Look, this is what I'm going to say. He sounds like a weirdo. I don't know enough about him to put him on the list. I appreciate the tip, though.
Well, I love you, Tom. I've been listening for 15 years, and first time I called.
That's nice of you to say. I appreciate it, Don. You have a great night.
You too.
Best show, hi. Hello? Hey! Hey, you listening, who called in and is on hold. If you're on hold, there's only four of you out there on Earth who are on hold for the best show. You're one of the four. Ay, ay, ay. Hello? That's going to be hello? Right?
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, hi. Welcome.
Hey, I am Greg from Portland.
Craig or Greg?
Greg, like as in Gregory.
Yeah, what's up, Greg? You got a little hypnotized by listening to the show.
Yes, I did. I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. That's all right. What's up, Greg?
I've just been driving people around all day. Not much else.
Okay.
I have a suggestion for the topic.
Yes,
I mean,
let's hear it.
Submission?
Well, let's hear it.
What about Daniel Johnson?
He makes me too sad. But he is a weirdo.
He's pretty weird.
Put it, say 39, Daniel Johnston.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Tom.
All right. Great. Come on. We got to get some lady weirdos on this list, too. Best show. Hi.
Hi. This is Zach from Los Angeles.
Zach from Los Angeles. Now, you're not calling from the Battle of Los Angeles. This is not Zach from Rage Against the Machine.
No.
Calling about your hit third album.
Unfortunately not.
Quit it now, right? That's not you?
No.
Bow, bow. What's your favorite Rage Against the Machine song? Sleep Now in the Fire. Sleep Now in the Fire.
The one that was in Guitar Hero 3.
Oh, okay, that one. Yeah, I didn't play that. I don't know what that is. I don't know. Did it go... Is that how the solo went? Did the solo sound like a power drill, a turntable, or a washing machine?
It was Bulls on Parade.
Bulls on Parade, yeah. So it was like...
Right. Yeah, like that.
Yeah, okay. There you go. What do you got for me, buddy?
Rodney Mullen.
Who's that now?
He's the guy who invented the ollie and the kickflip and a bunch of other skateboarding tricks.
Okay. And why should he be on the list? Sell me on this. Sell me.
Well, he had a weird childhood because his dad was a dentist and made him promise that if he ever crashed on a skateboard, he would quit. So he wore an elaborate pad set up to skateboard, and he was also the first guy to ever figure out how to make the board go up in the air into like another trick. Like, that's a crazy thing to even think about doing.
Okay. So I don't know how does that make him a top weirdo though? Just it seems like he's a talented
His personality is he's like a quietish type of person. He's very particular in his mannerisms. It's hard to describe if you don't know him.
Okay. Well, I unfortunately don't think I know enough about this guy. But this is what I'm going to say also. If I don't know the weirdo, just sell me on the weirdo. Be ready to sell me on your weirdo.
I got one more for you.
Hey, what do you got, buddy?
The first human to ever eat cheese.
Just who that would be.
Just whoever saw some moldy milk and was like, yeah, I'll try that.
But we could do that all day long.
Fair enough.
Right?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, there's also the first human to do a lot of things would be pretty weird.
Yeah.
Blows your mind, huh, man? Right? You can admit. You're up there in Portland, right? Right.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. That's right. The other guy's in Portland. Los Angeles got that medicinal sticky.
You're not wrong.
Right? I'm not judging you, buddy. Right? You got glaucoma? What's wrong, buddy? Got some glaucoma?
No,
anxiety?
Nothing's wrong. I just this money's burning a hole in my pocket. I have to do something with it.
But when you walk in, do you just go like, oh, my anxiety?
Not really, but sometimes. But that's
or are you just like, oh, my back hurts. I got lower back pain.
My knees.
Is that what you, like, what do you just go in? You just go, I would like a Milky Way with weed in it.
That's pretty, I mean, it is like a candy shop.
Yeah.
At this
do you
point.
Have any Twinkies with weed in them?
Like, just rows and rows of colorful packaging. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much longer they'll get away with that.
They're going to get away with it forever. It's not going backwards.
They made cigarettes stop.
They didn't make them stop.
With the colorful stuff? Now they have to be, like, matted down.
Yeah, they're not stopping that. It's like whack-a-mole. Ain't going to be able to stop the packaging on that stuff.
Yeah.
Do you have any gummy worms with weed in them?
I bet they have those.
What's that?
I bet they have those.
Yeah, I would also. What's your favorite of all the things?
I'm pretty simple guy. I just like to put it in a pipe and smoke it.
Ah, okay. You don't have to eat a candy bar.
No.
Right? You don't need a ring ding?
No, right. I'm not trying to eat too much sugar.
Yeah. What you don't want no Rice Krispie treat?
Honestly, I want one. It's just, should I have one, you know?
Yeah. I gotcha. All right, buddy. You have a grand all evening.
Right. Have a good night.
Night. Best show, hi. Hello. Yeah. Oh, by all means, I hope the Writers Guild emails me again, please. By all means. Keep letting me know about the thing. All right, goodbye. Goodbye. Best show, hi. Yeah.
Hey, Tom, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great. To whom am I speaking?
This is Greg in Levittown, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Greg. What's going on in Levittown tonight?
Not much.
What do you do for? What's that? You took what now?
Just listening to the best show for the first time in a few weeks.
Oh, welcome back.
Happy to be back.
Yeah, it's great to have you. I was just saying the Writers Guild keeps emailing me because there's this writing thing where you fire your agent because they're all fighting now, and the Writers Guild, they sure like to send their emails out.
Like, are you firing your agent?
Yeah, I did it right.
So I had a few for the topic, although they've maybe already been said.
Let's hear it.
Well, obviously, Nardwar the Human Serviette.
Yeah, Nardwar goes on the list. Put him at 24, please. It's Nardwar from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And you are... He's great.
Greg?
No, I'm not going to keep doing it. Doot, doot, loot, doot.
Doot, doot.
Keep on rocking in the free world. I love him. Go ahead. What do you got? And for people who don't know, Nardwar is this guy from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, who does these interviews, and he interviews famous people coming through Canada, I'm assuming, is how it always goes down. And he does the greatest interviews, and he's turned it into this. He is like an institution up there, and he's a hero, and he should be. His interviews are the greatest because he always presents these records and things from the people's childhoods. It's unbelievable to watch. The Pharrell one is great. The Pharrell one is the best one to maybe start with.
Yeah, a lot of great ones. He always pulls out really wacky artifacts.
Okay, so
I like the Schoolboy Q one when he has the record with the rolling paper and Schoolboy Q smokes it.
I didn't see that one.
That's pretty wild.
You know, the craziest thing is when every once in a while it's just like, I guess I'm going to watch 90 minutes of Nardwar stuff now. You know, like, going to go down that hole, Nardwar time.
I mean, worse YouTube rabbit holes to fall into.
Oh, please, absolutely. So what do you go? So Nardwar, that's a good one. What else?
Does Richard Kind qualify? I might be a little biased because he's probably the most famous person I go to my high school, but I love the guy, and he's played a lot of weirdos.
Richard Kind could make the list. I'm going to put him on an auxiliary list. We'll see if we can plug him in.
If you'll indulge me, I actually have sort of a story that I think might rival your Patti Smith story. The one time I met Richard Kind, he actually came to our high school to accept an award.
Let's hear it.
So I was kind of in charge of, like, doing the sort of water and stuff for his dressing room, and I was a little bit starstruck. And I meant to say, you know, I really love being a serious man, and I actually said, I've got e-cigarettes for legs, Mr. Kind.
Is that really you? Is that him? Wow. The e-cigs for legs guy just torched me. Oh, my God. That was... Is that really him? Yeah. If that was him... Oh, my goodness. He did a full call before he... So that he's almost not even himself anymore. That's just his sign-off at this point. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom.
Hey.
I got one for the topic.
Well, to whom am I speaking? Please tell me.
This is Robbie from Houston.
Well, let me just say, this guy who just called me, this e-cigs for legs, he calls and he does that at the end of a call and hangs up. I don't even know what it means, e-cigs for legs. I don't know. He's been doing it to me for years, though. I had him, and then he eluded me again.
He's tricky.
Yeah, put him on the auxiliary list, Mike. E-cigs for legs guy. So, Robbie, what's going on in Houston tonight? You fired up for your Houston Rockets!
I couldn't be more excited, Tom.
How far do you think they go? Tell me right now. You think they go all the way. You think they go to the finals.
They gotta go.
You think this is the year? You think this is the? You don't?
Nah.
Okay. Oh, well, you should have just told me that. Why'd you lie to me? Robbie?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
You made me feel stupid now. I'm starting to think I'm gonna have a chit chat with the basketball guy. I don't like basketball. Well, you said you did.
After the E6 guy, I'm sorry.
Why did you say you did? You could have just said, I don't want. You could have said that when I said, are you excited about your Houston Rockets? You could have said, I'm really not into it. Sorry.
It seemed too negative, so I waited like 3 seconds before.
Yeah, so you made me go. So I went up to fall down. So you couldn't have just kept me on the ground. Okay, that's fine. And Rob, what do you got, Rob? By all means, Robbie, let's hear what you got.
Okay, I don't know if anybody's already put him on, but Connor O'Malley?
Yeah, let's put Connor O'Malley on the list, 19.
Yeah.
Pretty high. He's very funny. He's one of my favorite people. He does these videos now where I guess he just goes to, garbage dumps in Brooklyn, I guess, and films himself screaming about how he wants Howard Schultz to run for president. And they're the greatest. They're the absolute greatest. He's something else.
I've also got something unrelated to the topic, if you'd allow it.
Well, what's that now?
Okay, so I watched the movie Old Joy by Kelly Reichardt a couple of days ago.
Yes.
And after I watched it, I looked it up on Twitter. The people I'm following on Twitter, to see if they had any sort of like. Observations or things I missed. Mm-hmm. And I saw something from 2009 from Mike Lisk.
AP Mike.
Yeah. He wrote, in November 2009, he wrote, couldn't help thinking Antichrist would have been much better if the two dudes from Old Joy showed up before the general mutilation scene.
Yeah. That's the wisdom of a child.
I hadn't thought about that, though.
In a grown man. Means, I guess, I'm insulting him. I guess that's the thing I like about Mike, the call screener here on the show. And I'm downgrade. He's not an AP anymore. Sorry. Call screener.
Is he up for the list or no?
CS Mike. He should be on the list. Should he be on the weirdos list? I'm going to think about that.
Okay.
He might be a little, he, you know what? Because he rolls in this crowd in Bayonne, right? And these guys are all, these are like hard hats, right? This is like, these are like stumble bums and hard hats. You know, it's like a Bruce Springsteen song. It's like meeting across the river, that song. If that song became a city, it would be Bayonne. Hey, we're gonna pull a job. There's a guy with a paper bag full of money, and he's gonna give it to me if I just get to the other side. We'll be staying in that motel room, Jenny. Having a good time. But don't tell your daddy that I'm committing a crime.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I hope to travel to Bayonne someday.
Yeah, it's a dream of a city.
City of lights.
Yeah, the wait till you go to the diner. The weird diner. They have a diner there.
Oh, cool.
The diner where it's strangely hard to park somehow, like. It's got a weird parking lot. There's a Quick Check, which is like solar powered. Of all the cities to drop that in. And this is a big week for Bayonne because Game of Thrones is back. And the guy who created Game of Thrones is from Bayonne. George Railroad Martin with a little choo-choo cap on. Right? That guy's supposed to, what's he working on? He was like, I like the idea that this dude was like, I didn't finish Game of Thrones yet. It's like, he's writing one of the books, and everybody's going to be like, yeah, it's over now. Yeah. The people right on the TV show finished it. No, but I didn't finish the book yet. Who cares? We saw it end. No, I've got to end the volume of the book. Yeah, that's old and out of date. But I'm going to introduce the White Walkers. Introduce them. We're tired of them now. And look, I don't watch Game of Thrones. I only know what I overhear on this. But it seems like everybody's having a grand old time. And I just hope... I just hope it ends with the what is it, a chair or something? Right?
I've never seen it. I think it's a chair.
Yeah, and it's like, who can sit? Is it like musical chairs? Is that why? They should end the final episode with just 60 minutes of musical chairs with all the actors from it. Would be the funniest. I hope that's how this show ends. I hope it ends that way and everybody is so furious. Suddenly, and now, the final episode of Game of Thrones. And it's all the actors, all of them. And they all shove. Like there's all the thrones, and like they have just a whole bunch of them. Like just chairs and then the throne, but they keep pulling a chair out until the only thing left is the throne.
People, like, a decade later are debating the true meaning of the final musical chairs episode.
Yeah. I pray that's how this show ends. It'll be my favorite show, and I've never seen an episode of it. I remember I worked with a guy who was just like, he didn't watch The Sopranos, and he's like, the final episode is on. He's like, yeah, I watched it. That's not good. It's like... You've never watched one episode. You don't watch the final one and make a determination on whether the show's good or not. What a dunce.
That's so funny.
Harvard guy, too. Harvard. Yeah. That's how a Harvard man thinks. Sick and sad, equal parts. Thanks, buddy. All right, back to the phones. Best Show, hi.
Hey, Tom, it's Todd L. in Newbridge.
Hey, Todd, how are you?
Good. You working hard or hardly working?
Yeah. Working hard.
You know what that's from, right? It's from Fast Times at Ridgemont House.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Excuse me?
You said Fast Times at, what did you say?
Fast Times at Ridgemont House.
Ridgemont House? No, it's Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
No, it's not. It's House. It's a home for wayward children.
Okay. It's a
right?
It's a high school.
No, it's this home because there were several ne'er-do-wells in that facility. If you recall, there was Damone, there was who else? Brett Ratner, the boy from Mask, the pizza guy.
Yeah,
there was that weird teacher who was married to the woman that Phil Spector would go on to injure, and then there was Jeff Spicoli.
Yes. Yes, it was so that, but it was a high school, not a house. But let's go. So yeah, so that
we could argue that all night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah.
But that leads me to tonight's topic.
Okay. The weirdo, the 50 greatest weirdos of all time. Do you have one, Tom?
Yeah, I do. I do. Sean Penn.
Okay. Yeah. Well, tell me why Sean Penn should make the list.
Well, he's an interesting case in that he has that thing where he's normal enough to direct and produce and act in films, yet he also seems like the kind of guy who would, in a second, just shove a Ben and Jerry's employee's face into a tub of Americone Dream, or maybe even Cinderella, or The Tonight Dough, or maybe even a vat of chip off the dough block.
A lot of wordplay at Ben and Jerry's.
I think they hire a person whose sole job is to come up with these brilliant names.
Yeah. Americone Dream.
I just go in sometimes to see if there are new names.
Oh, you just kind of thrill, like you're not even interested in the ice cream.
You almost said I thrill to it, and that's exactly what I do.
You thrill to the new names.
I thrill to it. I'm gonna punch up. My browser crashed. I can't punch it up.
Okay. Well,
I'm just gonna punch up the site. But I'll tell you, getting back to Sean Penn.
Yeah.
He slides between those two personas as if it was as easy as picking a lock or opening a door with a credit card. Mm-hmm. You know, now that I think of it, maybe he's more unhinged than weird.
Okay. He might be. Yeah, I don't know if he makes the list, but
okay.
But you that was oddly specific what you were saying about picking a like opening a door with a credit card.
Right. Yeah, or picking a lock.
Uh huh. Yeah, that was it's a shockingly specific for you to do. And you also said it's easy.
Oh, it's very easy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I ought to know.
Why would you know?
Because I'm the Newbridge Stalker.
The Newbridge Stalker.
Yes.
I didn't know there was a Newbridge Stalker. I mean, I know there's actually the famous Newbridge Stinkler, who's been breaking into houses that, like in the Quint Cities for years and kind of just be rummages and steals stuff. But you're the Newbridge Stalker.
I'll tell you, man, I'm so sick of this.
Sick of what?
Well, look, when I signed that first letter to Trip Whiting at the Newbridge Herald Times Republican Herald back in 2015, I definitely signed it, Yours in Terror, the Newbridge Stalker. But I don't know, maybe the ink got smeared or there was like a weird fold in the note or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened, but he thought it said the Newbridge Stinkler. And I'll tell you, I've sent like 15 or even more, 15, 16, 17 gloat notes to him and the cops and the fire department. But for reasons that are both beyond me and flagrantly annoying, this Newbridge Stinkler thing has just stuck. I'm sick of it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's been the, like, any newspaper or news thing on TV, they call you the stinkler.
I know. And I don't get stinkler at all. It's not even, like, a real word.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a, but I always took it as, like, a, you know, speaking of the wordplay that you enjoy so much, that it, because like a lot of the homeowners who have been kind of victimized by you, they say that there's always like an odd kind of overpowering odor in, you know, after you do your stalkings or whatever you're calling them.
You know, see, this really raises my haunch hackles. I shower my buns off before my missions. I even put on cologne.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe that's what they're talking about is the, like, what kind of cologne is it?
It's called Odin's Blood.
Yeah.
And a lot of very powerful men wear it. President Trump wears it, Gene Simmons, and Kirk Douglas, they all wear it. And the company slogan is, a powerful man requires an unplaceable odor.
Well, that's a very that sounds like a polarizing motto or a slogan.
But when you smell it, you never forget it, and it's not bad. It's just it's odd, but it also commands respect.
So you feel that this, like, when you wear it, you kind of, people respect you?
Absolutely, and that's why Trump wears it.
Okay, he wears Odin's blood.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think he gets injected with it, too. I think it makes him super smart.
Uh-huh. That's how you feel about the cologne?
Oh, yeah, and the president, he's super smart.
Yeah, he's super smart. That's, I mean, that cool. Look, people can have whatever political belief they have, whatever side of the aisle you're on, but I don't think anybody could argue with that he's super smart.
Oh, I know. Everyone agreed with it.
Uh-huh.
And look, I want to make perfectly clear on one thing, all right? Because it often gets lost in the reportage on the stalker. My missions are 100% nonviolent. And yes, it's true, I do root around a little bit, but that's only natural.
Did you do some rooting around?
I do, yeah. And I'll tell you, I only take things that I can't find anywhere else on the marketplace.
Uh-huh. Like what kind of things would you actually take?
Well, like a few things off the top of my head. You know, Vince White, who was one of the guitar players in the last version, the much maligned version of The Clash.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Well, he wrote a very hard-to-find autobiography.
Okay.
And you can't find this thing for under $60 anywhere. So, you know, one of my clients had it, and I relieved him of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
What else? A vintage WKRP shirt.
All right.
Okay. A bunch of these Kinder eggs that you can only get in one specific part of Germany.
Okay.
Things like that. And, you know, now that I'm saying it and thinking about it, I actually liberate these things from their non-appreciative owners.
Really?
Yeah, and you know what? Maybe I should change my handle to the Newbridge Liberator.
Uh-huh. The Newbridge.
I think it's a good idea.
The Newbridge Liberator.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. And I know you have some history in the TV world. Can you help me with this rebranding? I think you could really help me with this.
No, I don't want any part of this. I want nothing. Please. No, I don't want anything to do with it.
Please, come on.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about you or your liberating or whatever, stealing, whatever you want to call it.
Well, I think you'll be very impressed when you find out just a handful of the Newbridge celebrities I've liberated things from.
Okay, like oh, you know what? Give me an idea of who you've liberated things from.
Well, off the top of my head, Darren Ploppleton, Hippie Johnny, Zachary Brimstead, Iron, Reggie Monroe, Officer Harrops, Keith Garfinkel, Bishop Fontana, Pudge, Barry Dworkin, Elizabeth Holmes. You know, a lot of people don't know that she lives here.
She does. I did not know that.
but when you see her, it's like, oh my God, that's Elizabeth Holmes.
Huh. Okay.
I've chatted her up a couple times. It's so weird, the voice.
Uh huh.
Yeah. It's super high.
Uh huh. All right. Who else lives in?
I said, have you seen this HBO documentary on you? And she goes, no, I haven't yet. I don't know if I want to see it or not.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's known for that voice and also for making up technology, right? Is that what it was?
Well, that's still up for debate.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the case, that file's not closed yet.
Okay. I didn't watch the documentary, but it seems like it's pretty cut and dried she did.
No, go into it with an open mind and you'll come out of it saying, I don't know, I'm not sold on this.
Okay, I will.
Yeah. Well, I've also rummaged the Gorch's Rascal.
The Gorch?
And I've also, yes. And I've rummaged Bryce Prefontaine's Lean To.
Okay. Wow, that's pretty...
Didn't take anything, because there was nothing to take.
Mm-hmm. Those are some pretty big luminaries from Newbridge.
Big names. But circling back to tonight's topic,
uh-huh.
I'm actually in this one weirdo's house right now.
Okay.
Oh my God, this guy's got problems.
Like
problems, how? Problems. Remember that song by the Sex Pistols?
Yeah.
It's a hard-hitting album.
It's isn't it funny sometimes when people, like, when you hear how outraged people were about the Sex Pistols, and then, like, you hear it, and you're just kind of like, I think this sounds like Chuck Berry with a worse singer.
Yes, yeah, or you know what? If I didn't know better, I would say this song is a deep cut on Cat Scratch Fever.
Yeah.
With a bad singer.
And then you're like, well, they must have done other things that would define their body of work. And you're like, oh no, this is the only thing they did.
It's the only thing. Yep.
Yeah. A band with two guys who probably would have rather been in status quo.
Yep.
If they had a chance. Mm-hmm. If they could have picked, they would have been in status quo.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy who can't sing, and a murderer.
It takes all kinds to form a group, Tom.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess it does. You know? I guess who am I to judge?
Yes.
So tell me about the problems in this guy's house.
All right, well, first of all, I found some great stuff that I have no problem liberating. This guy has a complete set of prog magazines. Like, there's like 100 issues here. And for reasons that I definitely don't even want to think about, this guy has laminated all of them. Each page, very bizarre.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Do you know the TV show Monk? Remember that show?
Yeah.
This guy has a Monk director's chair with what appears to be at least 5 inches worth of thick, fetid, hardened fudge caked onto it.
Okay.
So weird. But the piece of resistance?
Yeah. What is it?
He has this vault. And, I cracked it open because that's what I do. I'm good at it. And I'm thinking, oh my God, this is where either the gold is or the cash.
Mm-hmm.
I open it up. It's chock full. It's stacked
with
wacky packages.
Yeah. This is my house you're in. You're in my house. You're in my house right now.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You're in my house. That's my vault.
Are you kidding? Well,
I'm not kidding. That's my vault full of wacky
packages. You know what they say?
What?
Possession is nine-tenths of the law, and I possess all of this stuff right now. I'm holding all of it right now, so it's mine.
So, no, it's not. It's mine. It's all mine.
No, it's mine.
It's,
okay. Oh, no.
Good. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Good.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Oh, no. Oh, it's, oh, he's pulling it. Oh, oh my God. It's Officer Harris. I don't know. He must have been listening to tonight's show on his police scanner. They can do that.
Yeah, yeah, you can. You can tap in.
But I'll tell you what. I made a vow to myself that I'm never going to be caught, ever.
Uh-huh.
But I'll tell you, when I escape into the night, Officer Harris and the entire Quin Cities will never, ever, ever know my real identity.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, I can just say that it won't be that difficult. He shouldn't have that hard of a time, because you actually said at the top of the call, Todd L. Like, isn't your real, it's your real first name and initial? So it is. Huh? Todd L.
I'll tell you, man, this thing is turning out just like that Mr. Show sketch where Bob takes this kid hostage and then he sends the family the kid's toe, but it turns out he accidentally let the kid go and sent his own severed toe. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. That was a very funny sketch.
Oh, my God. It's not funny when it happens to you in real life, though, I'll tell you.
No, that's the thing with comedy is it's... Oh, what's that?
Oh, no, it's Harris and a bunch of these other cops.
Officer Harris?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess there's only one thing to say.
What's that, Todd L?
There are days.
Which is from a Mr. Show sketch also. Hello? Well, he's gone. Newbridge Stinkler. Okay, he's gone. How about that? Well, you can put my stuff back. Yeah, tonight we are talking about the top 50 weirdos of all, greatest weirdos of all time. Did you guys get food? What do you got? A pizza pie? Which quality? So is it Mike quality, Pat quality, or Dudio quality? All of them approve. Interesting. All right, good for you guys. Best show, hi.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome.
Thank you. This is Will in Deakin, New York.
Will in Deakin, New York. What's going on in Deakin, New York tonight?
Not too much. It was a beautiful day today. I think it was probably beautiful in New Jersey, too. We're not that far from you guys.
Yeah, man.
I have one for the topic.
What do you got?
Van Dyke Parks.
Van Dyke Parks. Now, why would he make the list?
I think everything that he's done has been weird. Not weird in a bad way, but like from the lyrics that he wrote for Brian Wilson to his Calypso albums, his business cards were really weird. His Twitter presence is pretty strange because he likes to take celebrity birthdays and then just give out a quote from them, but it's usually something really obscure. And he had a weird cameo on Twin Peaks.
Mike, what do you think? Van Dyke Parks. Mike said no. Sorry.
Okay.
Well,
that's okay.
Swing and a miss. You tried, buddy. I appreciate it.
I tried. All right.
Great night. Yeah, no, I wasn't feeling that one. Best show, hi. I mean, these should be the greatest.
With your host and musical guest, Jandek.
Okay. All right. I like it. So Jandek is hosting and the musical guest. That's an honor reserved for only a very talented few. I believe Donald Glover did that, and I believe... Justin Timberlake did that, and who else did it? Bruno Mars, did he do it? Yeah, Garth Brooks did it, and he was Chris Gaines. That was fun. He was so tired of being a country guy that he was so bored with his, tired of his massive success that he was like, Garth Brooks was like, what if I was terrible all of a sudden? Would people still like me? That was his, like, the day the laughter died. So then he put this crummy rock album out with this alter ego, Chris Gaines. He should have stuck with it. I don't know why he chickened out on it. He should have gone all in on it and kept doing it. Like, every other album should have been a Chris Gaines album. I don't know why he folded. Where's the commitment? Isn't it also amazing that the most popular guy in the history of country music's first name is Garth? Just doesn't fit, you know. Who's out on the tractor? Garth. What? I don't know. Best show, hi.
Hello.
Hello, hi. Welcome to the show.
Hi, this is Oscar from Elgin, Illinois.
Oscar?
Yes.
How are you, Oscar?
Good, good. I got four people for the weirdo list and a question to ask you.
All right,
past
let's
caller.
Let's do two names, the question, and then two more.
I haven't heard this episode yet, so some people might have said the names already. Frank Zappa?
No.
Captain Beefheart?
Yes. Captain Beefheart, put him at 14, please.
Okay. So the question, the guy from Mexico City that called you who liked to hate watch the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah.
So it got me thinking, do you like to hate watch any basketball teams?
Well, I like watching the basketball games, and there's time. I mean, I'm not hate watching because I'll just root for the other team. It's not really hate watching.
Yeah. Gotcha.
I just watch the games. I like the games.
One of the things back in the day is I hated Kobe with a passion, but now that he's gone, I kind of miss him because he was a great player. So I kind of hated the Lakers at the time.
Yeah, now you miss him.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you get to check one of his movies out. It's like a Hollywood guy now. What else you got for me?
The other two, Prince?
No. Wait.
James.
Prince?
Yes.
Let me think on that one.
Last one is James Brown.
Hey, James Brown is a pretty big weirdo. I mean, he kind of... It's funny because I always think that these weirdos shouldn't be massively successful for some reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, Prince was a Prince. Of course Prince should go on. He was on New Girl. Like he had that kind of thing where he's just like, he is nowhere to be found. And then he decides, I'll act on an episode of New Girl. And he's in like the entire episode acting. Yeah, put Prince on this. Put Prince at 7, please.
And I also found out he was a huge fan of that reality TV show, Big Brother.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know why he really liked that, but I thought that was also weird about him.
Yeah.
It's weird, like.
Well, he changed his name to a symbol. He went to a symbol. But he makes the list. He became a symbol.
Yep.
All right, buddy. Good call.
All right.
Good call. Good call. Best show, hi.
Tom, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. To whom am I speaking?
This is Eric in Tuxedo, New York.
What's going on in Tuxedo, New York? Home of what now? You say it. Say it.
Well, if you think the same thing I'm thinking, home of the Renaissance Fair?
That's right.
Yeah. Yep.
You like to
We're
go to
We're known for
that?
The Renaissance to Fair, Tom.
Do you like to go to it?
I've been to it once in my whole existence of living here in Tuxedo.
Yeah. Well, might be a good year to go back.
I actually got free tickets. So, I mean, I would never pay to go to it. I mean, it's not my thing.
Oh, my God. Because I just saw somebody was, somebody's sick.
That's a Saw thing. Sorry. Yeah. Go back. I command you to go back and go Game of Thrones style.
To eat a turkey leg on a stick and go see some really bad performances? Okay, I'll do it.
Go do it. It's in your backyard. So tell
me. Have you ever been?
I went once. It was fun.
Right.
Yeah, it was good. I hit the thing. I hit the bell. You had to swing the sledgehammer and hit the bell, and I did it.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
Did you stay for the knights at the end, the joust at the end, where it gets really serious?
No, I didn't. I didn't see that.
Huh.
So you tell me, though, what do you got for the list?
Okay, I got two for the topic. I wasn't listening to it. Hopefully this wasn't taken up yet. And I actually would love to talk about how AP Mike's calendar has affected my life for the past 4 months.
Is that calendar still for sale? He's got seven calendars left. Seven. And then the greatest marketing campaign since that Apple commercial where they threw the sledgehammer at the screen or whatever it was.
In 1984 when that came out?
Yeah. AP Mike's calendar, which depicts all this sad stuff at the bar. How did it change your life?
Okay, well, just to give a little backstory, Tom, I found out about you about 2 years ago. You were on a Gilbert Gottfried's podcast,
I believe. I did Gilbert Gottfried's podcast.
And I'll be honest with you, I had no idea who you were, Tom. And I'm laughing. I've never laughed harder. I'm like, who is this Tom Sharpling guy?
That's a nice.
So I started Googling you, consuming your content, telling my friends about you, and I've transformed them into friends of Tom.
Oh, that's sweet.
So
that's sweet.
For Christmas, my friends got me a present, and it was the AP Mike calendar. And I was never more excited in my life. I ripped this thing open. You would have thought I got the Atari 2600. I've never been more happy in my life.
You're easy to please.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
You're easy to please.
Yeah, I'm very easy to please. So I'm an avid runner, Tom. So I want to, log my workouts better this year for 2019. So my AP Mike calendar has become like my workout calendar. I'll go out on a long run. I'll take some of your old content. I'll listen to your podcast, and I'll come back, and I'll look above this disgusting calendar of these drunks at the bar, and I'll put down run 10 miles, good run, or a workout. And it's become like a Pavlov's dogs thing. So a day doesn't go by until I get a workout in, and I note the AP Mike, Bandcamp calendar. So
yeah,
it's really helped me out a lot.
It's keeping the darkness at bay is what you're saying.
Right. It's a juxtaposition of these, degenerates, and then something I'm doing positively.
Yeah, but for the grace of God, the kind of a little bit of that, right?
Yes.
You'll run. So you don't take a quick, you don't take a little pull off of your flask before you start running.
No.
Nothing to kind of make it a little nip of something to warm you up for the run?
No, a little.
Yeah. Okay. See, it's all healthy for you. It's healthy.
Yeah, it is healthy. And I was away in Florida visiting some friends for the wedding, and I went on a long run. I came back, and I need to mark my calendar. So we need to have an AP Mike portable, one of those, date Palm Pilot calendars to take with you. So maybe you can work on that. So, take a mobile calendar for 2020.
Yeah, let's take it one thing at a time. This dude dodged a bullet with these calendars, to be honest.
I thought they were going to be really bad too, but they're really cool.
No, they're great. He somehow unloaded the calendars, and then he goes back to the, it's like he walked back into the casino and put the money back down and buys more after 2019 has begun. He just tempts fate and has more made and sells them.
It's amazing.
I would love
to see.
If this guy, I want to see. Do you have, Mike, one more batch? What would you do? It's done now. One more. You got to do one more. You got to order the, all the money. You got to slide it all in on this one.
And just two for the topic. I don't know if you touched upon this. I had Sid Barrett and Phil Spector. I'm not sure if those were taken.
Yeah, Phil Spector is. I'm going to say he kind of voided out his own weirdo thing. He was also not that. I don't know that guy. You hear these stories about when he was like producing like the George Harrison album, and he's just like just passed out behind the board, and they had to do it for him. That guy made like 15 perfect records. What'd we do? And which stuff I do?
The wall of sound, Tom. The wall of sound.
You know which stuff I've done. And that's the other thing. I listen to what these people. Oh, I did this thing. I did that thing. The body work I built with this dumb show. Can you believe it? The actual hours of perfection that have come out of it. Are they all perfect? No, they're not. I'm telling you, man, you start pulling those hours, you pull the perfect ones out. That's a pretty high wall.
No, Tom, I'm listening. I'm going on long runs, listening to old episodes involving the Gorch. So where's my life at?
It's in a good place. It's in a good place, my friend.
Pretty good.
You're all right. You're doing it right.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, buddy. Best show, hi.
Whoa, hi. Hey, Tom.
Yes, hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. Who's this?
Oh, good. Hey, this is Joe from Vermont.
Joe from Vermont. Where in Vermont are you, Joe?
Burlington.
Burlington, the big city.
Oh, yeah.
Right? How are things going there? I heard you're all excited. You got a Panera Bread coming in soon.
It's the big, the hot topic.
You know what you guys call, I know what you guys call us down here in the Flatlanders.
No.
Oh, those Flatlanders. We'll give those Flatlanders a piece of our mind.
No. Well, like, I don't know. I didn't grow up here, so I don't, like, that's like the real New England thing
to
be.
Okay, so you're new to this.
Yeah, I'm from, like, central New York, so I can't be as judgmental as some of the,
I'd like to be. All right, gotcha.
How are you?
I'm all right. Just doing the best show. What's going on with you?
Well, I have a couple, I haven't been able to tune in the whole time, so I hope nobody went over these before, but I had somebody called in a couple of musicians, and I was thinking, did anybody say the Frogs?
Nobody said the Frogs. I think I want weirdos who are like in their bones weird. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I don't know. You know, that's like there's like a performance aspect to that.
Oh, but it was so weird. Oh, yeah. Chris Elliott?
He's not weird. He's amazing. He's super talented. He's one of my favorite
people. Obviously. But, like, I mean, he's just...
But he's not that kind of weird. He plays weird people.
Yeah, that's true. You said performative, and then I give you, like, one of the best performers of...
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Jeez. Von Elmo?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Okay, number 40, Von Elmo.
All right.
There you go. You did.
Bill Burroughs? William Burroughs?
No.
No?
Hank.
All right. Oh, I tried.
Hickory dickory dock. The mouse ran up the clock.
Good stuff.
Okay, bye. Best show. Hi.
Hi. This is Kaylee from Brooklyn.
Kaylee from Brooklyn. Do I know this Kaylee?
Yeah, you do.
I do. I thought I did. What's up?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? It's been a long time. Do you want to say you're a famous DJ?
No. Nope.
You're not?
I am not. But I am a big fan of you.
It's a different Kaylee.
No, it's me. I'm just being modest or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So stop being modest. A famous DJ, big shot on WFMU, Kaylee.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's me.
Yeah. What do you got? What's going on with you?
Well, first of all, how's your stuff? Because I'm very concerned after hearing that call.
Oh, it's my stuff's fine. He got caught. He got caught. Don't good. Worry.
Nice.
Todd L. got
caught. I'm doing good. I love the topic, and I'm not claiming to know the most about this guy, but I have a pretty big feeling that Steven Seagal is a huge weirdo.
Yeah, that's the kind of weirdo I would put on the thing. Let's put Steven Seagal on 48. Because he seems like legitimately weird.
Yep. And I want to say that my limited knowledge of Steven Seagal kind of proved how weird he is, because I don't even want to know any more than I already know.
you only had to dip your toe in, and you're just like, oh, this is the real deal.
Yeah, and not just the hair either. Like, we have claims of working with the Yakuza. He put out a dance hall song.
Yeah, he did. There's one of his movies that ends with literally a 10-minute environmental speech.
Yeah, and exactly. And also he runs weird, too.
He runs weird?
Yeah, I can't remember which movie it is, but there's a clip. I think you can find a clip of that moment where he runs kind of like.
All right, hold on.
I don't know.
I'm gonna look at this now.
Weird.
Hold on. Hang tight there, Kaylee. Hold on. Wait. Steven Seagal. Running. Okay, let me see what he looks like running. Hold on. Steven Seagal running. Let's see. Let me check this running out. All right, that's a little... Because this thing on YouTube, Steven Seagal running like a girl compilation.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't want to say it like that.
Yeah, but that's he's not running like... I've never seen anyone run like this.
Yeah.
He's
supposed to be like an action guy, you know? No, he can't run.
I've never seen a girl or guy or anyone run the way this guy's running right now. That's strange. Like floppy arms. Right?
Yep. Very weird.
Troubling.
Very, very weird.
Troubling at best.
And I mean, I don't think anyone needs to know any more than the hair, but if they do want to know more, there's lots more weird where that comes from.
Yeah. So. A lot more weird where that comes from. Speaking of weird, what are you up to? What can people look forward to?
Speaking of weird, still doing the radio thing. Being an adult now, apparently. Yeah.
You're not a kid
anymore.
Did you know
I'm married?
You're married. How about that? I did know that.
Cool. Awesome.
You're a grown-up now.
That's also weird.
You're an adult. Look at you.
I know. It finally happened.
It finally happened. You were a child. Now you're a full-grown adult. It's not so much fun, is it, anymore?
No.
When you see a kid who was what you were, and now everybody's like, oh, this kid's so smart. What an amazing
kid. Well, actually,
kid.
I mean, I'm enjoying being taken a little more seriously, actually, I got to say.
Well, that's true. You were definitely patronized at WFMU. Not that WFMU did it, but people were just like, oh, look at the kid.
Yeah.
Oh, this kid likes records.
Yeah.
People would be like, did you know this kid likes weird music?
I didn't help my case, Tom, though, because I was playing Lady Gaga in between punk songs. So people kind of...
That worked against... I think that was the undoing of the thing.
Yeah.
Because people would be like, this little kid does a show now and plays the Shags.
I think I was the only one not playing the Shags, Tom.
You were playing...
To be honest.
Yeah. Oh, Kaylee, I will see you and talk to you soon. I'm glad I got to hear from you, though. You call anytime you want.
All right, I will.
Bye.
Bye.
Best show, hi.
Hi! Great show tonight.
Oh, thank you. Well, I know who this is. This is WFMU's... it's like WFMU night here.
I know.
What is that? This
DJ
is
Terry T.
It's DJ Terry T from WFMU. It's like a who's who.
I know. I was gonna say Von Elmo.
Yeah.
And somebody else got me
to
it.
That guy snaked you on it.
I know. But I have three kind of big ones. Maybe they got called in or whatever. Is Tom Cruise? I mean, the Scientology. I mean, I know Mission Impossible movies.
Put him on the auxiliary list, Mike. He might make the main list. I'm going to think on that one. Tom Cruise. Who else?
Kanye West.
Yeah, his thing's more troubling, though, than weird. Like, his weirdness grows out of mental problems. You know what I mean?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
He's mentally ill? No, I just think he's really weird. He's all over the map.
Oh, he's scared.
And he's talented.
He's scared.
Well, then again, I don't. It's not that I know all that much about him, but I don't know. I think he's kind of funny. But
okay. And who else? Who's the third one?
David Lee Roth. Like, you know, wasn't he like working as an emergency technician?
Yeah, that's true. That's right. He actually became like an EMT in New York and did like a loungy version of Jump and stuff. Yeah, put David Lee Roth at 38. Yeah.
And then you wanted lady weirdos too.
Yes. Right now this is all guys.
See, it's kind of like it's hard for me to get a handle on. I see what you're trying to do. Like, you know, like can't be mentally ill. Can't, but this is good. And this is bad. What? But what about Maria Bamford or Amy Sedaris?
Yeah, I would put both of them on it because they're both like because like Maria Bamford.
Yeah.
Well, Amy Sedaris. Let's put Amy Sedaris on.
Okay.
Put Amy Sedaris at 29. All right. That's a good one. That's a good.
Okay.
And finally, the glass ceiling has been broken on Lady Weirdos.
Exactly. Yes. Okay. Well, those are my choices.
All right. Well, you're on the board twice.
All right. Well, hey, thanks.
Yeah, you did it. Very WFMU proud. Night. I wonder who's next. Who's going to be on next? Irwin?
Exactly. Okay.
Right.
I'm
going to
let you go.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's see who else. What other WFMU DJ is going to call in tonight? Right? Pat Byrne. WFMU's Pat Byrne. We'll hear from him. Joe Bielock. Best show. Hi.
Hey, John. How you doing? Happy Tuesday.
Ah, happy Tuesday to you, too. That turned me off for some
Thank
reason.
You.
I don't know. Well, who's this?
This is Chad.
Chad?
Yep.
Where are you calling from, Chad?
Madison, Wisconsin.
Okay. What's going on in Madison tonight?
Not much. Just taking it easy. Got to work tomorrow. Getting in about half hour, 45 minutes.
You got a weirdo for me? You got a weirdo for me?
Yes. And if he's been repeated, I wrote about six down.
All right.
So, mine I love, which is kind of tough.
Okay.
David Lynch.
Mike, you think so?
David Lynch?
Yeah, let's put him on there. Because he's managed to be like a conventional director for a long time.
Just amazing.
Yeah. Put him on there, Mike. Where would you put him, Mike? Your call. Top 10, Mike.
Put him up high, Mike.
Put him at 10, then. Put him at 10.
That's a sassy 10. Like, you know, oh, man, you know, that's going to bring up some arguments, I bet.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Mm.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Yep.
Bang. What about Phil Collins, Mike? I'm kidding. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom. How are you doing?
I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
This is Brent in Los Angeles.
Brent in Los Angeles. Where in Los Angeles are you, Brent?
Hollywood, Tom.
Lipstick City, right?
Absolutely.
Doing it. What neighborhood?
Hollywood.
What neighborhood?
Yeah.
What neighborhood?
Hollywood.
What neighborhood are you in?
Hollywood, proper.
Hollywood.
That's right.
Like, what are you, on the Walk of Fame?
Not exactly. Do you know, like, where the IHOP or the In-N-Out are?
On Sunset?
Yeah, a few blocks south.
You're two blocks south of that. Beverly?
Yeah.
Beverly?
Not as far as that.
Okay. Third?
Not as far as that. I'm pretty close to the Walk of Fame.
Okay. Look, we could do this all night. What do you got for me?
Well, I just have some weirdos for your approval.
Well, let's hear it. Let's hear it, Brent.
Brother Theodore?
Yeah, he was a weirdo. He used to go on. He was this New York City performer. Oh, goody. Are you saying he should be number one on the list, or he's?
I nominated him.
Yeah. Just got told.
Is that Mike giving his approval?
No, Mike was just telling me Jell-O Man's on hold. Brother Theodore, well, yeah, he was a performance artist who was a really, he would go on David Letterman and was truly, truly bonkers, but he was like a legit guy, legit New York City performer. 45.
All right.
Anyone else?
Oh yeah, I got a list. How about kind of similar, but Lord Buckley?
Nah, we got Brother Theodore on. I'm gonna do this. What else?
How about Salvador Dali's wife, Gala?
Tell me about Gala Dali.
Well, I mean, just the logic of, you know, who's weirder, Salvador Dali or the woman who loves him?
Well, we could say that for a lot of people.
Okay, okay. How about, do you want some other lady weirdos? It's kind of hard.
Let's give me some.
Do you know Angeline?
Yeah, Angeline should go on the list. 15.
Local pride coming through.
Yeah, there you go. You're repping your city. Who's the best musical artist to ever come out of Los Angeles?
I think Captain Beefheart's already on the list, Tom.
Yeah. I didn't say for the list, for the purpose of the list.
I don't know. It's kind of my pick.
Yeah. Okay. Good. That's your pick. I appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, Tom.
All right. Best show. Hi.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Scott Rogowski calling.
Oh my goodness. Oh my. Mike. You didn't tell me it was a star.
Oh, because it's not.
Because it's not. Now, this is Scott Rogowski. You know him. He was. Remember HQ, the thing everybody loved? When you play the trivia game on your phone? He quit. Did you quit? What happened? Moved on.
Moved on. I parted ways. Honestly, what happened was, it's sort of out there already, but I'll just quickly recap it. I was presented with a new job, which I'm just wrapped up here for tonight at MLB Network for this new baseball show called Change Up on a new platform called The Zone, which is like trying to compete with ESPN, buying up all the rights to the games, and they have boxing and MMA, and now they have baseball. So it was a new thing for the year. And I auditioned for it, and I got it, and I'm super excited about it. I'm here Monday through Friday talking baseball and watching baseball every night. And it's my favorite sport, so this is kind of a dream job. So,
and where does that? Where do you see that now? Where can I get my fix, my Rogo fix, my Scott Rogowski fix? Because I can't get it on my phone anymore. It's off my phone.
Well, no, that's not true, Tom. It's an app. You can download DAZN, The Zone. You can also get on your smart TVs, your Apple TVs, Roku, Sling, whatever you're using. And yeah, you can watch on your phone. You can watch it at home. DAZN, The Zone. It's a big international company that has like all the soccer rights in Germany and Japan. And I mean, they've taken over the world for sports, but in the U.S., they're just cracking the market here. So it's a brand new thing. Super excited about it. It's been about 3 weeks here. And, I got Adnan Virk, who was at ESPN. He's really great as my co-host. The two of us are getting along, and we have terrific chemistry, and it's all going well. So the point is, I got the job, and I took that, and I tried to make it work concurrently with HQ. I said, hey, I can still do Saturdays or Sunday nights. Mm-hmm. I can still maybe do daytimes. I can still do all the press for you guys. And
yeah,
we tried to make that work, and that just wasn't going to happen with them. So I'm gone. I'm out.
All right. You know what that means.
I'm here, baby.
You know what that means.
What does that mean?
Delete it.
Yeah.
Off your phone. Off everyone's phone. HQ, dump it now.
I thought that meant Gary the Squirrel was taking over.
No, he's not here tonight.
He's not? I thought Gary was grilling me the last time I was in the studio there. He wanted that job.
Yeah, he gave you a hard time.
Yeah.
He was giving you the business.
Well, maybe he started his own.
So you're on DAZN now, and it's you talking about it, like you're just like, hey, check out the Yankees.
Well, it's so we're basically just giving you, I mean, the meat of it is live baseball across the league. So every, you know, Red Zone, I know you're not a big basketball guy, but are you familiar with football's Red Zone channel? Like they give you, every time the ball's in the 20-yard, within the 20-yard line, the Red Zone, they'll go live to that game. And okay. So you're getting a big play's about to happen. And you're watching it no matter what team it is. So we give you like, every big at bat, you know, Mike Trout, Bryce Harper, Manny Machado, all the big stars, if they're at bat, we'll go live to them. And if there's a big play happening, we'll go live there and we'll just cut around and whip around the league. So, and while that's happening, you know, sometimes we'll let the announcers in the game take over. Sometimes Adnan and I will chime in and we'll do little segments in the studio, but mostly it's just watching baseball and, you know, trying to add my flair to it and drop some best show references to a new audience.
Love it. I love it. DAZN. Yeah. DAZN.
Yeah. So, I'm enjoying it, man. It's the Mets got beat up tonight, but the Mets are otherwise doing pretty well. Mike Lisk is happy about that.
And, the Mets suck!
Uh-oh.
The Mets suck!
Oh, no. Gary's here.
Rogel! Scott Rogowski!
Gary, I heard you with Josh Cantor. Red Sox organist.
5-5-5-4-4-4-3-3-3-2-2-2-1-1. You know what that is?
Yeah, that's...
Your bank account!
Oh, geez.
Now that you're not on HQ!
You set me up for it.
5-5. Get it?
Yeah, that's the countdown music. And now, you're right, my...
Man, it.
Wow.
But my who? HQ! Now you're doing scores. Hey, everybody, the Diamondbacks just hit a double. Flip over. We're going live to the Cubs game.
Yeah, that's it. You can take over for this job too, man. I gotta find a job that Gary can't do.
I gotta do it. Get me on that thing. I can do it. Who's the ball now?
Rusty Staub, rest in peace. Le Grand Orange.
He's dead?
He's no longer with us.
Oh, right? No!
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah. Sorry to break that.
Why didn't you tell me?
Yeah, we lost Rusty in 2018, last year. You were running over the weirdos tonight. Aren't you doing the weirdos? The weirdo countdown?
Yeah, that's what they're doing. But I'm doing this
baseball.
Now. Hold on. I'm still talking to you.
Okay.
DAZN. Right?
Yeah.
DAZN. That's where you're working now.
That's right? It.
Yeah. Yep. You know what? You know the next place you could be working? The Hut. Pizza Hut.
Oh, goodness. I might stop there on the way home. That's all I could afford now.
Yeah, a Pizzon.
Yeah.
DAZN. You're going from DAZN to not even being able to afford a Pizzon.
Well, that's the Pizza Calzone. Yeah, you can't. That's top shelf.
Yeah. That's HQ that's... money.
Yeah.
You gotta get me on that thing. What's that dumb game they got on there where you spin the wheel?
That's HQ Words.
Yeah. Great game.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's next? Hangman?
Oh, boy. I think you should be working at HQ. I think you can be developing some new games.
No, but you're over at DAZN.
DAZN, DAZN, D-A-Z-N. Yeah, John Skipper's running the ship here from ESPN.
Great.
He's the head of DAZN, yeah.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Baseball,
America's former pastime.
Did you hear what the guy, what is it? Hold on. I was just going to make a joke that you got to be drunk to like baseball. It's boring if you're not drunk.
Well, that's why change up is changing the way you watch baseball.
Yeah.
You don't have to drink as much. You can cut back to like 3 beers during our broadcast.
Yeah. Sounds great. I'm doing a show on DAZN now. Chin okay. Music.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah, it's me and Bernie Williams. He brings his dumb jazz guitar in and bores everybody.
You can get Bronson Arroyo and Jack McDowell and have a whole baseball band going.
I like when these people are like, hey, it's a big event. Bernie Williams is going to bring his guitar. Oh, great.
Yeah.
Going to sit there for an hour.
It's a lot like Steve Martin talking about art.
Talking about banjos.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, I love that. People show up to see Bernie Williams and he's playing.
I'm not talking about baseball and I'm talking about jazz guitar.
Yeah.
Oh, goody.
He's a very good guitarist. Have you heard his albums?
Yeah, I did. And then I got off at the 6th floor. So I didn't hear the rest of it.
Oh, and then I heard it
again, but then they gave me my prescription at the Walgreens.
you should listen to the Bernie Williams Wayman Tisdale collaboration.
What time is your show on?
The show actually goes from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. every weeknight, but I do the 7 to 10:30 shift, and there's a second shift that comes on. The graveyard. And then weekends, it's 10 to 12. So it's 7 nights a week.
10 a.m. to midnight?
7 p.m. to... No, sorry. On weekends, it's 10 p.m. to midnight. Just 2 hours on the weekends.
Just 2 hours?
Yeah.
Just 2 hours?
Yeah, yeah.
Just the length of a movie?
Right. You could watch us, or you could watch us, me and Adam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the new movie, Scott Rogowski, Endgame?
I haven't, no. That's my life story.
No, I'm busting your beats. I'm happy for you. Because you love baseball. Thanks.
I do, I know. Against all logic and rationality.
Hey,
yeah.
Look, that HQ thing was going belly up. We could all feel it.
Well, I'm not going to comment on that.
You got off a sinking ship.
I wish everybody the best over there. I have a lot of friends there.
I hope they all lose their shirts.
No, that's not nice. That would be terrible.
That's what you told me.
Look, just because I lost my health care doesn't mean I want everybody else to lose theirs.
No. I hope that thing goes belly up.
Well, yeah.
They got rid of Rogo. I'm out.
Yeah, well, I respect your opinion, Gary, but I
was only there for you.
I appreciate that. I appreciate it. And there's been so much love on Twitter, and a lot of people have expressed their gratitude and appreciation. And I had such a great run. Look, it was almost 2 years.
You made that thing happen.
It was not just me. There was a great team of people that got that off the ground, actually, yeah. But it didn't.
You were the star. No one else, the rest of those people were not so hot. We loved you.
I'm not talking about behind the scenes. I'm talking about the engineers who got it,
the
code written.
Good for them.
Yeah
good for them.
Yeah.
But look,
yeah, they,
we're going to miss you on HQ.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to miss it too, frankly. It's one of the most satisfying things I've ever done in my career, and almost 2 years I put into it, and I have nothing but great memories. I mean, you think back on all the celebs I got to have on there, The Rock.
De Niro.
Silverstone.
What was more satisfying in your career? Hosting HQ, hosting, what's the new thing called?
DAZN. Change up on DAZN.
Hosting change. Here you go. Put these in order.
Okay.
Hosting HQ. Hosting change up on DAZN. Or number 3, doing the Sklar Brothers laundry.
know what? I'm going to go with the Sklar brothers on that one. The laundry part may not be accurate, but I did a show with them. I traveled the country with the Sklar brothers as a producer, holding the microphone and helping them write bits. It's called Sklars and Stripes, and that's available on Audible. That was like a 10-part audiobook we did for audible.com, and that might be the most satisfying because, I mean, I love Randy and Jason, and I love being on the road with them, and Gary, your friend Tom, knows the Sklar brothers pretty well, and I think he would have some nice things to say about them, but that was
I got a question for you. How does Randy like his coffee?
He actually prefers it with a little hazelnut flavoring.
How could you tell them apart when you had to give them their coffees?
I drew glasses on Jason's coffee cup. That's how I always remember. Jason has the glasses.
You know, I'm just busting your chops.
Hi, Gary.
I love you.
It's an honor to be busted.
I love
you,
Rogowski.
Hey, Gary, I have to ask you, is your favorite player in baseball Jeff McNeil? Are you familiar with Jeff McNeil in the Mets, infielder, outfielder? He's like hitting up, he's hitting a storm right now, I think like over 400. But his nickname, Gary, is Squirrel.
Yeah, okay.
Jeff McNeil, Squirrel.
But he's on the Mets.
Yeah, the best hitter in the Mets right now.
He's the best hitter on the Mets. I had those guys up here that couldn't name two Mets that were good.
I'm telling you, Jeff McNeil's your new favorite player. He's
Mets
he's been nicknamed Squirrel.
Mets suck.
Mets are in first place
Mets
before tonight.
Mets suck.
they did suck tonight, Gary. They lost 14-3. They gave up 10 runs in the first inning. It was a disaster. It was a historically bad game for the Mets.
Derek,
see, this is kind of an analogy. Derek Jeter is now one of the owners of the Marlins. And talk about sucking. It's the Marlins, my friend.
The Marlins.
Yeah.
Derek
Jeter is now running the Marlins. And did you hear about this? Did you hear about the sculpture at the Marlins Park that they actually removed this season? It was a $2.5 million installation. This horrific, like 70-foot sculpture of like fish, and it would flash up and light up when a home run was hit. And Jeter demolished it.
Of the band Fish, they had a 70-foot statue of that terrible band.
I wish it was a statue of Trey and Mike and Paige and Fishman. That would be, I'll put that in my apartment.
So these are the things you like. The band Fish and baseball.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't think I'm getting invited to
Gary's. What's your favorite Fish song?
Oh, boy. I got a lot of them. I'm very partial to the song AC/DC Bag, which if you watched HQ and you heard me say, let's get down to the nitty gritty, let's get this show on the road, I sort of adapted that from that Fish song. That's a lyric from the song, and that became the catchphrase. Yeah, so there you go, a little peek behind the curtain.
You know what Fish song is my favorite? Which one's the shortest?
Right.
What's the shortest Fish song?
Maybe the Okie Pot Ceremony.
Yeah, that's the one.
Some little instrumental nugget.
That's my favorite.
Catapult, I think, is one of the shortest ones.
What happened to HQ?
What happened? Oh, it's still going.
Nah. I don't know. I'm out. No Gary.
I respect your opinion and your decision to do. You're free to do whatever you want. I'm not playing it myself.
I spend my nights watching Change Up.
Yeah, well.
On the Zone.
Yeah, did you pay the $100 a year fee to watch it? It's a subscription service. So I hope Gary's saved up some nuts so that he could cash in.
Okay, yeah, I'll watch it. I'll drop a hundo on that thing.
Yeah, why not?
Is it per month?
No, that's 100 for the year.
100 for the year.
Yeah, it's like 8 something a month. Not too shabby.
Yeah, but I could pay it in monthly installments.
You could, but it's $20 a month
or 100 for the year. So you do the math, Gar. You do the math.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
What else is on DAZN?
They have boxing. I think Canelo is one of their like exclusive guys in MMA. Bellator. I'm not into the combat sports, so I don't really know that world too well. But that's their bread and butter. And in fact, every time the DAZN account tweets about baseball, we get a lot of hate from the boxing fans because they don't want non-boxing or MMA content in their feed. So we're trying to work out the social media angle here. That's been an issue.
Do you know why it's called MMA? They didn't want it to be too tricky. They didn't want it to be too tricky.
Yeah, keep it simple.
They figured those fans couldn't handle three different letters. So they went with M twice.
Yeah.
You ever talk to one of those cavemen?
An MMA fan?
Yeah.
I can't say I have too many in my life, no.
Look out! Roid rage!
Yeah.
What other things they got on DAZN? Skateboard accidents?
Right now, it's honestly just the boxing, MMA, and baseball. They're looking to add more.
A lot of GoPro stuff.
A lot of GoPro. Yeah, all you need is our show. That's all you need.
That's all you need. Change up.
7 to 1. That's 6 hours of baseball every weeknight.
Yeah. What a dream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, living the dream, Gary. I'm living the dream.
LTD. Living the dream.
That's right.
Rogo. I miss you, buddy.
I miss you too, Tom. I've been watching your show.
No, he just left.
I slipped there. I'm sorry, Gary.
He fell asleep.
You get out of there. All right, I slipped into a moment of sentimentality, and I forgot who I was talking to.
Don't worry.
I miss Gary, and I miss you, Tom.
Well, I miss you too, and unfortunately, it seems like you have a job now where you're chained to a thing for 6 hours. I would invite you by, but apparently you start work at 7 and it ends at 1.
But you know what? Like I said, my shift is over at 10:30, and actually, I'm sitting here in Secaucus, New Jersey right now, Tom. I'm now working in Jersey. This is where the MLB studios are, so I could pop down.
Well, we'll get you down here.
We'll figure that out. Mike, can I add a weirdo to the list?
Yeah, please. Let's hear a weirdo. Is this a baseball weirdo?
It absolutely is. I got to keep it on brand now.
Okay.
And maybe AP Mike will back me up on this one. But Turk Wendell, former Mets pitcher Turk Wendell. He wore number 99. He had, like, the most superstitions of every player. He would, draw three crosses in the dirt of the pitcher's mound before every inning. He would wave to center field, to the center fielder, and wait for him to wave back. He would wear these necklaces made with claws and teeth of animals that he hunted and killed.
What era is Turk Wendell from?
This is, like, late 90s, early 2000s. I mean, I used to see him at Chase Stadium. He brushed his teeth between innings. And he took a giant jump over the baseline whenever he ran to the field. He wouldn't just, some pitchers don't step on the baseline, the foul line.
Uh-huh.
He, like, would leap. He would leap over. He would get air. And, he's
Mike,
a strange dude. Absolute
what about Turk Wendell?
Weirdo.
Yeah, Mike said put Turk Wendell on the list. 46. Yeah,
he's a weirdo. If he had a list of 100, he should be at 99, but you're only doing 50. So, yeah, 46.
He's at 46, yeah.
All right.
Well, Scott, congratulations on being at DAZN and change up and come on down.
I'm a DAZNer now.
Yeah.
I have to come up with HQDs was the HQ thing. I need a nickname for these change up fans, which I don't think there are many of them right now, but we're getting slow.
You're at the beginning.
Yeah, we're starting slow here, but it's good. It's exciting.
It is exciting.
I'm glad to be here.
Good. I'm glad. I'm glad you're where you want to be.
I appreciate that, Tom. Like I said, Secaucus, we can make this work here. We can make it work one of these nights.
We'll get you over here.
Figure it out.
All right, buddy. You have a great night. Thanks for calling
in. You too, pal.
All right, bye.
You got it.
Scott Rogowski, former HQ host. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom. It's Cody from Southbridge.
Cody from Southbridge. Southbridge where now?
Southbridge, Massachusetts.
What's going on in Southbridge?
Oh, just hanging out at Starlight, a little bar here.
Okay.
Work at. We're just hanging out, no events tonight.
No events over at Starlight?
Yeah, we're actually listening to the best show over the speakers here in the big room we've got.
Okay. How many people are hearing this right now?
Oh, God. Only two.
Oh, right.
It's a big room, though, but we're really filling the space with our presence, you know?
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate you playing it over the speaker.
Yeah.
You got something for the list?
Yeah. We've got Kevin Bacon in A Bug's Life as Hopper.
Wait, what list?
He's definitely a weirdo in that movie. He really weirded me out when I was a kid.
No, that's not exactly what we're doing.
Oh, what are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing the weirdo thing, but not like what weirded you out as a kid. That's not that
but
weird.
He was a weirdo.
All right, get off my phone. Come on, Mike. Tighten it up. Best show, hi.
Hi, Tom.
This guy calls about a bug, Kevin Bacon doing a voice in a movie.
What?
Never mind. Just go ahead. Well, who's this?
This is Thaddeus in Alameda.
Now I'm in a bad mood.
Oh, sorry.
Thaddeus, I'm not in a bad mood because of you. Well, where are you? Alameda? What's going on in Alameda? Yeah.
Not much. Just getting off of work. Had a couple for the topic.
What do you got?
First one, I don't know if anyone said this yet, but Crispin Glover.
Yeah, he's on the list.
Okay. The second one is historical. This is Emperor Norton.
Okay, and why is that? Teach me.
Emperor Norton, he was a businessman in the 1800s, lost all his money, and decided he was the king of America. And he lived in San Francisco, and somehow they just accepted that he was the king of America. So he was dead broke, but basically lived like a king, made his own money. He made proclamations. He predicted the Bay Bridge. But super weird guy. I think, just one of the weirdest figures in history, I think.
All right. No.
No?
Nope. Sorry. Too historical. I started to glaze over. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom, what's up? It's your boy.
Oh,
Jello Man.
What's up, Jello Man?
What's going on?
This is, for people who don't know, this is a guy. His brother is rock star Kurt Vile. But he's a star in his own right. He makes these Jello shots, and he's known as Jello Man. And I think you're at Coachella now, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm at Motel 6 right now in Palm Desert. Yep.
And what are you doing now? You're selling Jello shots at Coachella?
That is my first paid gig where I'm making 24 Jello shot murals for all the bands at this one stage. It's like a smaller stage called Sonora Stage.
Okay.
And they got me set up back there. What's kind of cool back there is that they don't really have booze I'm in this really cool area right behind the stage, right between where they go in to the backstage and where they go to the green room. So I'm in this courtyard area.
Okay.
And pretty much everybody comes to me just to get Jello shots, and there's no booze besides Jello shots, so they have to come to me.
Okay.
I got sponsored by Pop Rocks for this, so that we have tons of Pop Rocks.
So you're sponsored by Pop Rocks, and you're getting paid to be at Coachella now to do your Jello shot art.
For the first time.
Congratulations.
Well, we'll see how it goes, you know.
It's exciting. You're doing your thing, buddy. You're doing it.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how it goes, but it's cool. It's actually it kind of feels like work right now, though, you know, because it's you have to make so many of these Jello murals.
Yeah, for what bands? What artists are you making murals for?
Las Robertas, you know, a band called Steel Woozy, U.S. Girls, Easy Life. Yeah, I had Ice Age.
What?
Then Ice Age.
Yeah, Ice Age. I know Ice Age. Sure.
Yeah, they're awesome. And then I trust.
Say hi to U.S. girls. If you see them, say hi. Tell them that Tom says hi.
Yeah, so I do 12 this week and 12 next week, but I'll see them again. I'll tell them you said what's up.
Yeah. Yeah. You tell them that.
But you know, Hopalong was here. They're from Philly.
Okay.
Do you like them?
I don't know them.
They're awesome.
Okay. Okay. I'm glad you paused before you said that. Gave some, some dramatic effect. That's exciting. You're at Coachella, and what are you doing during the downtime? Because you have like 4 days between between the two festival weeks, right? Your phone's cutting out.
Are you gonna hang up with me now?
No, I can't hear you. I'm gonna hang. You act like you're a victim in this. Your phone sucks.
I'm in a weird service. It's only
okay,
T-Mobile.
Okay, goodbye. Oh, acts like I'm doing something to him because his phone sucks. You're gonna hang up on me now, like I'm the bad guy. Always the bad guy. Tom's the bad guy. What else is new? The bad guy. I'm the bad guy. Nicest person any you ever met. Nicest person. These nice people, they're the rats. I tell you, you meet the ones, oh, what a nice guy. What a nice guy. You meet him, you meet him, you get to really know him. What a rat. That's the real story. Best show, hi.
Do you want some more spaghetti, Emily? EQ, you want some more spaghetti? Okay.
Okay, you're on the show now. We're not talking about spaghetti.
Tom, hey, it's Matt from Reno, sorry.
That's all right, Matt. What are you serving, spaghetti?
What else? Yeah, I'm making dinner for my daughter, sorry.
Yeah. All right, well, what do you got for me, Matt?
I got one for the topic, and then I was hoping to share with you a book that I'm reading.
Okay, what do you got for the topic?
Bruno S?
Yeah, he would go on. Put Bruno S at 16. The star of
for no other reason than Werner Herzog thought he was deeply strange.
Yeah, he's from Strozek, he's from Kasper Hauser, these Werner Herzog movies. Yeah, put him on.
Cool. Thank you. And then I wanted to ask you, are you familiar with the author Blackie Dammit?
No, I'm not.
He's Anthony Kiedis' father.
Okay.
And he wrote an autobiography called Lords of the Sunset Strip that is sort of an Anthony Kiedis origin story.
Really?
And I wanted to read you a passage from it I know you're a big reader, just to see if it might be something you're interested in.
When did this come out?
It came out, I think it piggybacked on Anthony Kiedis' autobiography.
Okay.
So his dad is like a D-list actor who is responsible for, you know, bringing Anthony Kiedis to Hollywood and basically letting him loose at a very young age while he was, you know, pursuing a career. And can I read you just a real quick passage?
Yes, please.
So the Tracy in this passage, just so you know, is Tracy Guns from L.A. Guns.
Okay.
And this is a passage from Blackie Dammit's Lords of the Sunset Strip. Quote, I needed my own babe power, and I brought candy. Shock had the hots for her, as every guy did, even Anthony and Flea. I told her to dress extra half naked. We arrived late, but to a lucky parking spot across the boulevard from the club. Inside, it wasn't long before we encountered the enemy. Shock growled and made funny faces. I accused him of kidnapping, but brainwashed Katie flaunted her love for Shock. He pulled back Katie's shirt to reveal a new tattoo spread across her arm and shoulder, embracing words of subjugation. He had desecrated her holy white flesh. We went at it. A flurry of tentative punches missed their mark, and security intervened. The manager escorted the dandy combatants out of the club and onto the sidewalk, where reasonable patrons were catching some fresh air. Katie and Candy came tottering behind us in stiletto heels, and a crowd formed. Shock marched to his nearby car and started back with a handful of chains, swinging them around like a Roman gladiator. It was improvisation time. I set a deliberate pace across Washington Boulevard towards my trusty Eldorado, a dueling gunfighter calmly measuring the count of 10 with my back to the grifter. I relied on my ears to gauge his distance, and I bet my poker hand I could reach the saddlebag before he got to me. As I reached Salvation, I could hear him right behind me, screaming like an Apache. I carefully inserted my key, opened the trunk, reached in, turned to face the adversary with a tire jack in my grip. Shock slammed on the brakes. Katie threw herself in front of Shock, and Candy draped her me with her soft curves. The bloodbath was averted, but it would ferment for months. Candy and I drove back to West Hollywood in the Troubadour.
I got in a scrimmage with Tracy, and while we were jawing at each other, Candy ran off with Slash.
Hmm. It sounds like a real L.A. sleaze story.
I just, you know, it's Anthony Kiedis' father.
Who is Shock now?
He was just another, I think, glam metal hanger-on, but the whole point of the story is that Anthony Kiedis' father was courting Tracy Gunn's main girlfriend.
Sure. I like it. I like it. Thank you, buddy. That Jell-O Man thing. You gonna hang up on me now? No, I'm not putting. He's going on a different list. Cut this guy the widest berth. Yeah, once again. Are you gonna hang up on me now? Yeah, I'm the bad guy. Your phone. I can't hear you. We're doing a show. We're doing a show. No, it's okay if my phone's terrible. Nobody can hear me, but it's me. Done with them. Done with it. He's banned. I'm in such a bad mood now. That put me in a bad mood. That pressed my buttons. Because it's like it's saying the underlying thing is it just like, oh, that's Tom being tough. I tell you. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom, it's Matt from Philadelphia.
Hi, Matt. How are you tonight?
Very good. Spring is here.
It is indeed. Do you have anything for the topic?
I do. I'm not sure if it's brought up yet, but Mr. Rogers?
Yeah, put him on the list. Put him at 2, Mr. Rogers. It's a weird dude.
It was a great number. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, buddy. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom. Good evening.
Good evening, hi.
This is Carolyn in Brooklyn, and I've got some suggestions for the topic.
Oh, how are you, Carolyn?
I'm quite well.
I'm glad
thought
to
about
hear
this.
It.
I thought about this on my cab ride home from my buddy's apartment. We were conferring about this before I picked up the phone, and I've got 2, if that's all right. Well,
yes,
I've got 3.
Give me all 3.
Push
you
it
can
a
do
little.
All 3. You can do 3.
All right. First up, Peter Falk.
Yeah, Peter Falk. Let's think. Peter Falk.
He had a glass eye.
Yeah, he did. Doesn't make him weird.
No.
Makes him weird. Let's think about it. Let's think about Peter Falk. Who else do you have?
Richard Pryor.
Okay. Why would he be weird? I'm trying to just... It's not that I'm saying he's not. Give me some comment.
I think all comedians are inherently weird, but he's especially weird because he had an especially weird attitude toward life.
Mm-hmm.
He had a very strange career professionally.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think a lot of what he had to say at the time was rather unconventional.
Yeah. I would say he's less weird and more kind of, I would put him down more as a, like a pioneer. I think that's his dominant thing is the groundbreakingness.
So more counterculture and less straight up weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, good to know. My third choice is Tex Avery.
And why is that?
Tex Avery added a really kind of weird Freudian angle to a lot of those classic cartoons. And I think a lot of those visual gags are the kinds of things that you couldn't think about unless you were like a deeply weird individual who thought about the body in a very strange way.
What's one that pops into your mind that you think about?
I mean, the classic is the wolf, right? The wolf in like the zoot suit. Every time he sees a beautiful lady, his eyes bug out and his tongue rolls every which way.
The tongue rolls out like a carpet.
Yeah, it rolls out like a carpet and then it rolls back up almost like the front dicky of someone's shirt when it snaps off the button.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's a weird brain.
And somebody who goes into animation in the 1940s is already like on a different wavelength from other people, I think.
I'm putting them on the auxiliary list. These are good, but I want to see where we end up.
All right.
Carolyn, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Tom. Have a good night.
Bye. You going to hang up on me now? Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm not going to hang up. You're banned now.
You're banned. You're out. Best show.
Hey, Tom. How's it going?
It's going all right. Who's this?
This is John from Los Angeles. I have a couple additions to the list, potentially.
What do you got for me, John?
Dennis Rodman came to mind.
I'm going to say no. I feel like that's somebody else said
that. It's like too obvious. It's like when I was a child, he was like the generic idea of what a weirdo was, like on the front of magazines. Like that's too.
Exactly.
Okay, I understand. How about Dee Dee Ramone?
Yeah, Dee Dee Ramone's a legitimate weirdo. Where should he go, Mike? What? 20, so yeah, put him there, 26. What else you got?
Okay.
What else?
And on the topic of New York music, I was going to ask you, Tom, do you have any interest in ever pursuing that Lou Reed album by album podcast?
Yeah,
at
some point I'll do it. At some point.
It's something I think about often.
It's something I think about often.
Great. I mean, the Friends podcast is awesome. I don't even like the show, but the podcast is great. So don't get me wrong. I just think of the Lou. You know, when I listen to Lou, I'd love to hear you talk about it.
Yeah, I want to get to it. I will get to it.
Okay, well, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, buddy. Bye. Best show, hi.
Hi. How you doing, Tom?
I'm all right. Who is this?
This is Janae in Orlando.
What's going on in Orlando?
Oh, you know, it's hot and sticky.
Did you hear that thing with Jell-O, man? Did you hear that?
Yeah,
You're
gonna
hang up on me now?
Honestly, I called, like, I was starting to call when he got on. I was like, oh, a good call to, like, not listen to the best show. I don't know. He's kind of weird. I'm sorry.
No, I'm done. I'm done with him. I'm done with him. The tood.
I don't blame you.
Who do you got for me for the list?
Well, I'm from Baltimore, so I got to say John Waters.
Yeah, put him on. Put John Waters three.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's high.
It is high. Well, he's a super weirdo.
Yeah, right? I mean, honestly, though, it's sad to say I've never seen one of his films. My dad was kind of, I don't know, he didn't like him that much. But,
it's time for you to break away and watch one of his films.
Yeah, do you have a recommendation?
Why don't you watch, like, Multiple Maniacs? Start there. Try that.
All right, cool.
All right.
Thanks for the rec.
Of course. You have a great night.
You too, Tom.
Bye. So you can hang up on me now. Best show, hi.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. To whom am I speaking?
This is Danya in Nashville.
Danya in Nashville. What's going on in Nashville tonight, Danya? Are you having a good time?
Yeah, I am. I'm drinking some rosé and hanging out with my cat.
That's a good night. That's
well,
a nice
I wish
night.
I could listen. Yeah, I wish I could listen, like, while I was on hold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's
how are you, Tom?
I'm okay. I'm in a bad mood. I was in a pretty good mood. Now I'm in a really bad mood. This Jell-O man. It's just like, you know, because it implies that it's just like it's known that it's just like, oh, here he goes. Doing the thing, the jerky thing that the jerk always does. Here he goes, as expected. You know what I mean? Doesn't think about how he's acting to me. Doesn't think about that. Doesn't think about, oh, yeah, maybe my phone's terrible. He said he can't hear me. Yeah, I guess that's maybe I should not be calling from the desert. What do you got for me, Danya? You got something for the topic?
Oh, I have so many for the topic. And I missed, like, parts of the show, so I don't know if anyone already said something wrong.
If you repeat them, you don't worry about that.
Okay. I won't worry. Sun Ra, definitely, I thought, would be perfect for this list.
Yeah, Sun Ra should be on the list. 30.
Yeah.
Also, Azalea Banks.
Who's that? Who, say it again?
Azalea Banks.
Why am I blanking on this? I'm too busy yelling at Jello, man. It's taking me off my...
She posted a video of her cleaning out her closet because she had sacrificed a bunch of chickens in there.
Okay, yeah, that's... Okay. No, I don't want to put that on the list. I don't want to put her on the list.
Okay, let's skip that one then. Also, Ernest from Hey Vern, this is Ernest.
Ernest, the Jim Varney?
I don't remember his real name.
His name's Jim Varney. But what about that makes... You mean just the idea that character existed?
Yeah, the guy who played the character, I just can't wrap my mind around the person behind the character. How did that happen? How did that person become the character?
I have no idea, but he definitely paved the way for Larry the Cable Guy, that guy. Like, that's like proto, that's like a proto Larry kind of like, yeah.
Yeah. We'll
put him on the, I don't know about that one. What else you got?
Okay. And now I'm blanking on my next one. I can't remember. Darn it. I should have written them down. But
that's all right.
I was also calling because I DJed at Duke's for the first time.
Oh, wow. Duke's the great bar in Nashville run by our friends, Joey and Sarah, owned by them.
Yeah.
Not run.
And it was so awesome. And I loved it. And they invited me back to do like a Saturday, which was like such an honor.
That's fantastic.
And I saw their Best Show sticker and I said, oh, there's a Best Show sticker. And the cook behind the counter who made the most amazing sandwich ever was like, yeah, the owners are big fans. And there's a poster around the corner and I saw it and I was just so happy to see that. And they said that there was a drink named after you. And
yeah.
I just was like, this is the best place ever.
Well, it is. It is. Duke's is a cool place. I'm glad you DJ'd there and that it went well.
Yeah, it went super well. And yeah, I'm going to DJ there really soon again. So I'm very excited.
Well, that is a triumph for you. And I'm glad that's how it went.
Thanks, Tom. And it's such an honor to know that I am DJing in a place that you have also DJed.
Yes, that's true.
And have a drink named after you.
Yes. Very powerful. Very powerful.
If I think of the fourth person that I was trying to think of, I will try to call back, but it's really hard to get through tonight.
Okay. Well, you don't worry. But if you think of it, you try. Thank you.
I'll tweet it out. I'll tweet it out.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Tom.
Okay. Bye, Danya. Best Show, hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Yes.
Hey, this is Walter in Gibson City. How are you?
I'm good. What's up, Walter?
Oh, you know, hanging out. This is a nice night here. I've got a couple for the topic.
What do you got?
Has anyone said Yoko Ono?
Yeah, I don't think she's a... But wait, you know, when you think about it, just in the spirit, it's such a hard one to say because her art is so, like, pure.
Sure, but it's kind of a universal weirdo.
I'm going to say, you know what makes her a weirdo is that she brought that to the mainstream.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, let's put her way high on the list. Who is two? Mr. Rogers? Move Mr. Rogers to four and put Yoko Ono at two.
Oh, someone said Mr. Rogers and she beat him? Oh, cool. All right.
Yeah.
How about, can I throw another one at you, Tom?
Did we put Prince on the list? Seven.
I think
okay,
he was,
yeah, he's on.
Top ten, I think.
Okay, yeah, he is. What else you got, buddy?
Oh, how about Bjork? Has anyone said Bjork?
Nobody said Bjork. Let's think about Bjork. I'm gonna think about it. I'm gonna put that. Put Bjork on the auxiliary list, please.
Auxiliary? I was thinking of a Space Ghost episode I saw 20 years ago or longer, when it was. Usually they
have to cut up the, you know, the Space Ghost things and make things, but I think they just used, like, the straight interview with her. I mean, I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I love York. But, I don't know. You want to think about Bjork further?
I'll think about it. Yeah, I'm going to say goodnight to you. But I appreciate it. Good call, buddy.
Okay.
Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom.
Hey.
Hey, this is Jake from Atlanta. How are you?
I'm good. What's up, Jake?
I have one for the topic.
What do you got?
How about Old Dirty Bastard? Oh, I'm sorry. Hello?
I'm thinking.
Oh.
What do you think? Let's make the case for him.
Sure. I mean, I think he's no one had ever rapped like him before or has since then.
It's true.
He was just truly out there. All his interviews were really bananas. He just kind of said whatever was on his mind, and he was often just on a totally different wavelength than the interviewer and stuff. And he was in the greatest hip hop group of all time. So
that's true. Where do we got in the middle of the run? What's a good number? Yeah, put him at 20.
Oh, great.
All right, good call, buddy.
Thank you, man.
Best show, hi. Hello. Precisely 6:43 p.m. What are you watching, a TV show? What are you doing?
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, yeah, I can't listen to the thing when I'm on the
hold.
That's all right. So I'm watching the Twilight Zone.
What can I do for you, buddy? Your name?
I just wanted to say Harvey Pekar.
Yeah, he's a good
true,
weirdo.
True
Put
American
him at 40.
Weirdo, isn't he?
Yeah. 40.
Really?
Yeah.
40? Okay, great.
Put him. What's above? What's the first available one above 40? What? Like higher. 36. Put him at 36, please.
Marvelous.
Yeah. Good one, buddy.
Okay, thanks, Tom.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Best show, hi.
Hi, Tom. I got a couple. I'm sorry if they've been said. It's Mike from Provincetown.
No, I don't know how weird he is. I don't know. I would not put him high on that thing. Oh, you're Mike from Provincetown.
Oh, if only you knew. Brian Williams.
The anchor?
Yeah,
he almost should go on the thing. Yeah, I don't know.
Morton Downey Jr., I wasn't sure if he'd been on there yet.
Morton Downey Jr., but the thing is, though, yeah, you know, that's a good, put him, what's something in the 30s?
And then
35.
The other one, which it might be the same person as Brian Williams, but Rick Steves, the travel guy, is just...
Yeah, I don't know who that
I'm
is.
Not sure.
I don't know who that is, sorry.
Rick Steves, the PBS travel guy with the backpack?
No, I don't know. I don't watch PBS, man.
Okay. That's what I had.
Egghead stuff, I don't do that. All right, you have a good night. Best show.
Hey, how are you?
I'm all right. Who's this?
This is Alex from Bellingham.
Hi.
Hi there.
What can I do for you tonight, my friend?
Well, I hope this is, you know, always hard to talk about because you don't want to be mean to the person. Is Carol Kane a weirdo?
I don't know if she's a weirdo. She's just a talented actor who plays.
Yeah.
Characters. I wouldn't put her. I don't know enough about her personal life to put her down as a
person. Yeah. I mean, I think it's just such a unique personality that, like, it seems like she's always coming through.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
you know, I think
I'm not. I don't know if she's a weirdo or just
right.
Very talented.
Part of it, I guess, is that when I was a kid, I'd watch Taxi with my parents, and they would tell me that. Kaufman was just acting, whereas that was really who she was. And so that probably...
Yeah, but that wasn't true.
Colored
your parents.
Right, I know. Yeah.
Wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, but that probably colored my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I was trying to add some... It was some pretty male-heavy stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Trying to help out with, well,
yeah. Some lady weirdos. Come on, people.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And like all of the... I could only think of rockers and actresses, so... Yeah. Okay. Well,
thank you, buddy.
Good show.
Thank you. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom, this is Adam in Chicago.
Adam in Chicago. What's up, Adam?
I've got one for the topic, Tom.
What do you got?
I got a weirdo.
Okay, let's hear it.
Magicians.
Just all magicians.
Yeah, that's right.
You make a... It's a valid point.
I know.
But it's not exactly what we're doing.
Oh, okay.
I get it. I get it.
Yeah. I've got one other. I haven't been able to listen to the show yet tonight, so I'm guessing that this one has come up.
Who's that?
But, Bryan Cranston.
He's not weird. He's not even remotely weird.
All right.
How's he weird?
Yeah, he's just he's an odd guy.
He's a professional actor.
Okay.
He plays the parts that someone else wrote.
Hey, he's weird in interviews.
No, he's not.
Okay.
Well, how's he weird? He goes on talk shows. He's not like dancing around in a with no pants on. He goes
Your bar for weirdo is higher.
Yeah,
than...
Get off my phone. Bryan Cranston. Can you imagine Bryan Cranston? Put that down. Who should be number one? Avalanche Bob? Here comes Mike with his. Robert Blake? Yeah, that's a pretty good one. Put him on there somewhere. What do you got?
Nikola Tesla?
Tesla, yeah. Tesla's a weirdo. I'll put him on there somewhere. You pick a spot.
Okay.
Not in the top 10, though. Now, was he's the band, he was not in that band. The band was named after him.
Right.
Okay, that's just making sure. Best show, hi.
Hey there. This is Mike from Montreal.
Hi, Mike.
How's it going?
Oh, it's going all right. What do you got for me, buddy?
I got a few for the topic, and I'll go from most to least obvious.
Okay.
Well, the first one I thought of was Gary Busey.
Yeah, I don't know about Gary Busey. He's upsetting to me.
I mean, I thought of the hider in the house. That was, if there was ever a guy you didn't want hiding in your house.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a good movie where he hides in a house and watches a family.
Yeah.
What else you got?
I got old Marlon Brando.
You mean like late in life Marlon Brando?
Yeah, like on the set of The Score, abusing Frank Oz.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Put him at 8, please. Late period Marlon Brando.
I got 2 more.
Who you got?
I have YouTube music star Tonetta.
I don't know Tonetta. Tell me about Tonetta.
He's a kind of Toronto weirdo who makes strange... sexually based music.
Okay, I just don't know him.
Okay. And well, the last one is the writer of the book Weirdos Exposed, Caller Spike.
Yeah, put Spike on. Put Spike at high teens, please.
That's all I got.
Thanks, buddy. Spike, who was a caller to the old radio program, was the guy who was like, "Hello, Tom." And he was writing a book called Weirdos Exposed at one point, and then I believe the book was not being written. So not exactly sure what happened with that. Best show, hi.
Hi.
Hi, to whom am I speaking?
This is Amanda.
Amanda, where are you calling from?
From Los Angeles.
What's going on in your neck of the woods tonight? What neighborhood are you in?
I'm in Echo Park.
How's that going? You like it?
Yeah, it's going good.
Walk around the lake.
Mm-hmm. Look at the ducks.
You go in the paddle boats.
Yeah, the swan paddle boats.
Okay.
But I have a weirdo.
Who's the weirdo?
Timothy Carey.
That's the actor, right?
Yeah, world's greatest sinner.
Yeah, I don't know enough about Timothy Carey.
He made this really crazy movie called The World's Greatest Sinner, and it's like about a rock star. And I think that he made it over like a number of years, and there's like a big gap in between the shooting schedule.
Huh. I just don't know. I know the name, and I've seen the name floated in ways. I personally don't know enough to say. Why am I hearing music bleeding through?
I'm sorry. It's because in Echo Park we have antennas everywhere, and the radio stations come through the phone line.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that is fantastic, actually. Just for one second, let's both be quiet for one second. Let's listen to it. And that bleeds through any time you make a phone call.
Yeah, on a landline.
On the landline, you hear a Spanish
station. I hear whatever
station.
This channel is, yeah.
I like that. It's like old music that you didn't ask for.
Exactly. Okay, if it's no for Timothy Carey, what about Mickey Rourke?
I'm going to spot you, Timothy Carey, because someone on Twitter just is saying that you're right on this. And he was in the movie Head. I remember he was the guy who was like, boys, right? Don't ever, but never. Isn't that him?
Uh-huh, yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's put him on. Put him where should he go?
Like number what, one.
Number you no, he's not going to be number one. I need to know who the number one person is. Where should he go?
22.
He's 22. You did it.
Thank you.
Yeah, a couple people just saying, yeah, you're right, Timothy Carey.
Thank you, Tom. I love the show.
Three people, everybody. Everybody's coming through. You did it. I appreciate
your
call.
Thank you. I'm so happy. Thank you.
You have a great night.
You too. Bye.
Gotta get you out to Echo Park, Mike. Ride the paddle boats. See you paddling around. Best show, hi.
Hey, this is Jacob from Memphis.
Jacob from Memphis. What do you got, buddy?
I got chess world champion Bobby Fischer, or former chess world champion, but.
Okay. I don't know. Why would that? Why make the case?
All right. So during his original time as world champion, during the winning matches, he refused to play in front of camera because he said he could hear them. And also later in life, he kind of became like this mystic shut-in that had really strange views on Judaism despite being Jewish.
Yeah, he sounds more troubled, though. Right?
Yeah.
There's a troubled quality.
There was a troubled quality.
Yeah, I'm gonna hold off because that's the line that I want to be cognizant of as we do this.
Okay, I understand. Thanks for taking
me. Yeah, everybody likes Timothy Carey. I got to catch up on that. Yeah. Yeah, he was in The Killing. He was good in The Killing. Yeah, he's great in that. Of course. Anybody else, buddy?
No, that was it.
All right, well, thanks for the call. Best show, hi.
Hi, Tom. This is Nick in Los Angeles.
Nick in Los Angeles. What part of Los Angeles are you in, Nick?
I'm in Culver City.
What's that mean?
Culver City?
Yeah, what's that? What's that, the valley?
No, Culver City is just south of Santa Monica, kind of West LA area.
Okay. What's going on there? What do you got? Is there a Paquito Moss over there?
Yeah, there's one not too far away.
You like it?
I'm not a Paquito Moss guy. I actually like a place called Eduardo's, which is
okay.
In
Eduardo, okay. But the thing with Paquito Moss, I heard that this Hamburger Men, this podcast, Hamburger Men, where they review all the food, you know that one?
Absolutely.
That they reviewed, they did Paquito Moss versus Taco Bell, and they chose Taco Bell.
That's insane, Tom.
I didn't hear it. If that's true, I don't know what to think.
What our juice for Paquito Moss is they make their own tortillas.
Yeah, it's the best is what argues for it. It's the best. Yeah, it's good stuff, man. So what do you got for me? Who do you got for the list?
I got four for the topic, but I think they could share two places All between right. them.
Let's hear it. You make your case.
Okay, Tom Cruise and Will Smith.
Okay, and well, what's leading you to say that? Because what are you saying? He's a Scientologist and Will Smith has flirted with Scientology?
Yeah, he's like a crypto Scientologist, I'd say.
Yeah, that's what people say. I don't know if that's true or not. They say he won't, that he...
Allegedly.
Yeah, he dances around the edge of it. And I mean, look, when I'm over... I'll say, say that again. What are you saying?
I heard one interview with him where he made some strange comment about one and one not equaling two. It sounded very David Miscavige to me.
This is all I'll say about Will Smith. When I'm over at the Celebrity Center, and he comes by, and I hook him up to an e-meter, right? I do a reading for him. No, I'm kidding. Okay, so go ahead. Who else do you have?
Tommy Wiseau and James Franco.
No, I'm not putting Tommy Wiseau on the thing. He's a weirdo, but he's not great. That movie's the worst. I've only seen half of it. It's depressing.
James Franco.
Yeah, he's not on. He should be on a different list.
Okay, I have one more suggestion for a future topic, which is fakes.
Fakes?
Yeah, like the biggest fakes. Because I kept thinking of weirdos, and I kept thinking, no, this person's actually a fake weirdo.
Like who? Who came to mind?
Ozzy Osbourne.
Okay, that's interesting. Fakes.
Well, thanks for having me
on, buddy.
Tom.
Thanks. You have a great night. Best show, hi.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
This is Perry in Kansas City.
Perry in Kansas City. What's up, Perry?
Oh, not much. I've got a couple for the topic.
Let's hear it.
Well, I wonder if they're all too kind of on the nose, but has anyone said Jeff Goldblum yet?
See, he's like just an... I think like quirky actors are not necessarily weird, though, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he is in interviews acting like a weirdo, but I don't know if he's doing a character there, too, or...
I just think he's doing a little bit of a...
Okay, what about Emo Phillips?
I don't know enough about him.
Is it too much? Like, that's what I'm saying.
He's performative.
Again, he's kind of doing a character.
Yeah, it's doing a character. I'm gonna pass on those.
Okay, one more. Is one more okay?
Who? What do you got?
I don't know. I'm trying.
Give it to me. Give it. Come on, buddy. Wait, letting you do it. I'm letting you do it. Just do it.
What about Tiny Tim?
Yeah. See, that's a true blue weirdo.
Yeah.
Top 10. What do we got open in the top 10?
Oh man, top 10.
Wait, who? What? Right now? He goes 9, Tiny Tim.
Nice. Okay. Great.
Thanks
Tom.
Thank you. Best show, hi.
Hi, this is Caroline, Houston, Texas.
Hi, Caroline. How are you tonight?
I am doing great.
Are you excited about the Houston Rockets?
Don't know anything about that.
Okay, the other guy who called from Houston. There was a guy who called from Houston earlier. I said, are you excited about the Houston Rockets? He goes, oh, yeah, I'm very excited. And I started to say something else, and he goes, yeah, I actually don't know anything about that. So thank you for just saying, I don't know. That's all
Astros,
I want.
Maybe, baseball,
that's all that matters. That's all that matters. I don't care. Yeah. You're into what you're into. What do you got for me, Caroline?
I'm thinking about Ringo Starr. As a huge Beatles fan, I'm saying it.
That he would be a weirdo.
Dark glasses, always. The leftover songs from the band.
Yeah.
Just kind of always off, slightly childlike in a weird way.
But he might be just on a list of who sucks.
Maybe, but also weird, like purple glasses. That's.
What if we did a list called the? What if we did a list called the S Job 100? Right.
Just the guys left over.
Yeah, just the cast offs, the one people that just suck. You know what I mean? And the S-100.
Just put him on
Ringo
there.
Ringo Starr, you know?
Never impressed with him, but no, but as he's gotten older
Vince
and...
Neil. Like, you just, like, think of, like, just who truly sucks. And you're like, Ringo Starr sucks. Vince Neil sucks. Like, Vince Neil. Like, he's
definitely.
He's, like, taking up room. Right?
Like, stop talking. And the peace and love thing. I don't like that.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
Yeah.
This is a message. Somebody should lay that over the top of the Von Elmo record, because Von Elmo says, this is a message. Beginning of his record, Ringo Starr says he has a message, too.
This out in Malibu.
Look, what if Ringo Starr's like, this is a message. Long live heavy metal from the Von Elmo record. Like, that was his message.
I was also thinking about John Curran, the artist. Don't know if you know him.
I don't. I'm not cultured. Like, I only know.
Weird paintings of giant-breasted women with huge lips. And it was just...
I don't know.
He's a bajillionaire. So weird.
Man, I got to stumble into something like that.
Where's my break?
Where's my break, Caroline? When does somebody drop a bag of money in front of me?
Do that. It was apparently a huge moneymaker.
All right. Maybe I'll do it. Yeah. Maybe I'll start painting some pretty ladies.
That's what you got to do. Huge weirdo.
Yeah. All right, Caroline. I appreciate it. You have a good night.
Well, have a good night.
Oh, sorry. Best show. Hi.
Hi, Tom. This is Justin in Denver.
Justin in Denver. What do you got for me, Justin?
I was going to suggest Rick Wakeman.
Now, let's think about this. If we're going to go in the progressive rock arena, right? Mm-hmm. Rick Wakeman was kind of just like a guy who would drink beer and would eat food when he was bored by the Yes song he was on stage playing. He would literally eat food behind his keyboard secretly.
Mm-hmm.
And then he left Yes to do an album called The Wives of Henry VIII, which became enormous hit. Then he did King Arthur, which ended up being a performance of which ended up on ice.
Mm-hmm.
Where it was like King Arthur on ice, and he wore a cape all the time.
Very important.
There's something so normal about him, it makes me not sure. But there's something so odd about him. He's just too normal. I'm sorry. I get the spirit of it. But he's just too self-aware of his thing and in control of his thing.
Fair enough.
And look, I'm somebody who pays more attention to this stuff than... You know, who's somebody in Prague that we could put down on that weirdo list?
I was thinking Peter Gabriel dressed as a flower.
He knew when it was time to. He was very very canny in the way, like, oh, this is done. I'm going to go solo. Then he goes. Then the records get slick right when it's time to do that. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
I would almost say Robert Fripp is the kind of guy, because he's been in this band for 50 years, like literally 50 years of King Crimson.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only constant. He plays guitar on stage sitting down, hiding in the corner, barely wants to be seen, never talks, and has these strange manifestos and overarching views of things. You know what I mean?
His own guitar tuning, yeah. And he, I watched the YouTube interview where he was on a Southern television station. Have you seen that?
And
the kid interviewing him
has
no idea who
70s?
Robert Fripp is. Yeah, and they watch like the music video with him and Andy Summers.
Yeah,
and Fripp is just losing it. He's losing it over these truffles that one of the ladies at the station got him. He's like giddy about the truffles.
Well, who's in the teens? What slots we got in the teens? Please put him at 17, Robert Fripp. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Tom.
But wait, what about Keith Emerson?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a weird dude.
Yeah, I mean, who tours with the Moog?
Yeah, no, it's not going to
happen. Back then, it was crazy.
Yeah, Mike wants Robert Blake on the list. What do you think about that?
The poet Robert Blake?
No, the murderer.
Oh.
The murderer actor.
I'm not super familiar.
He played Beretta. He was also in Lost Highway, the David Lynch movie.
I haven't seen that one yet.
He was weird by David Lynch standards. Like, you watch it and you're just kind of like, you know that David Lynch was just like kind of like weirded out by Robert Blake.
That's saying something?
You called me. What? How did it go again? Wasn't it like, what was it again? Call me now. I'm at home. Like, he calls his own house. He picks up. Oh, that's the weirdest scene ever. I gotta find that. Hold on. Lost Highway. Robert Blake. This is a weird scene. Mystery Man. That was his name in the movie. Mystery Man. Let's turn this commercial down. I want to hear that. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Tom. Have a good night.
Yeah, bye. So right now it's Bill Pullman drinking a drink at a party. And some spooky is playing. And now somebody walks into the party. It's Robert Blake. Hair slicked back, eyes as creepy as he's ever had, slicked back hair. Steps in front of him.
We've met before, haven't we?
Oh.
I don't think so. Where was it you think we met? At your house, don't you remember?
Oh.
No, no, I don't. Are you sure? Of course. As a matter of fact, I'm there right now.
He doesn't blink either. Robert Blake's staring straight ahead, man.
What do you mean you're where right now? At your house. That's fucking crazy.
Oh. Okay. We're going to let that happen. He reaches in, pulls out an old cell phone.
Call me. Dial your number. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is the weirdest thing that ever was filmed. He's calling. Bill Pullman's calling the phone.
I told you I was here. How'd you do that?
How'd you do that?
Ask me.
Oh! That's so weird. Yeah, put him on. Robert Blake, what's it, the top 10? Put him at 1. He's going at 1. Robert Blake. Best show.
Hey, Tom. This is Dave from Oakland.
Hi, Dave. What do you got for me?
I heard a guy mention magicians as a general category a while ago, yeah. And I was thinking of Doug Henning, that guy from the
Doug study. Henning, that's what we needed, a specific one. Put Doug Henning, what do we got in the teens or 20s? 18. Put Doug Henning at 18. Thanks, buddy.
All right.
Best show.
Hey, it's Nico in Tacoma.
Nico in Tacoma, what do you got for me?
Well, I'm sorry if this has already been brought up. I haven't been listening to the show. Has Jonathan Richman come up?
He's already on the list, yeah.
Well, I wanted to ask you, have you ever seen him in concert?
No, I wouldn't do that. I'm not into it. I don't like that thing. Don't do it for me, man.
Well, I will say that he was one of the most interesting concerts that I ever saw, and it really supports the fact that he is a weirdo.
What, did he play Duck Duck Goose at it?
Well, he's just like milling around with the audience before the show, just like he was anybody else there to see the band, but he was the band, and he eventually just wanders up to the stage, gets up there, and he just plays acoustic guitar with no guitar strap, which I thought was weird.
Mm-hmm.
Just holding it up awkwardly the whole time.
Uh-huh.
With just that one that he plays with a dude now who just plays the very simple drum kit. It's
sure.
Like a bass drum and a snare.
Mm-hmm.
And they just kind of like start and stop songs. He'll stop a song and then he'll tell a story and continue. But I felt like he would look out into the audience, and every once in a while, when I felt like he was looking at me, I felt like he was singing directly into my soul. Honestly, he has an aura about him that was really cool, but weird, really weird.
Well, it's not, I get it. That's why he's on the list, but it's not my scene. I like Modern Lovers, I realize. I don't like Jonathan Richman so much. Thanks.
The one.
All right, I got a boogie, buddy. Got to get these in now. Best show, hi. No more new calls, Mike. Best show, hi.
Hi. Hi, Tom. This is David from Pittsburgh.
David from Pittsburgh. What's up? What do you got for me?
You got one for the topic. Has anyone said Terrence Malick yet?
Yeah, I don't want Terrence Malick on this list. He's a fancy boy.
Fancy boy. He's out there. He's accomplished.
Hey, rich kid. You know. He's a rich kid. Who else can take 20 years off from making a movie?
See, that's what I was thinking. Kind of distinguished him with his with being a great weirdo. He made good stuff too.
He made two good movies.
Yeah. Okay. Well
what, name all right, what, name all the great movies? Days of Heaven.
Badlands is pretty good.
Badlands. With Martin Sheen and Sissy Spacek.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I like Thin Red Line. I think Thin Red Line's all right.
All right. What about the Tree of Life?
Tree of Life's pretty. Yeah, I'd say that's up there too.
Mike's favorite movie.
Yeah, really? Okay. Yeah. Well,
you know, movie I saw. You know, movie I saw. I saw Beach Bum. I saw the Beach Bum.
Is that the Harmony Korine?
Yeah, I loved
movie.
It. I loved it.
Did he make the list?
He did. He's at like five, I think.
Okay.
The world needs
weirdos. Right, well.
Look, I got to say, this movie was so fun and ridiculous and awesome and kind of bulletproof in how weird it is and ridiculous it is. I loved it. Martin Lawrence is great in it. Great. Martin Lawrence is great
really?
In it. Yeah. Snoop Dogg's
Snoop
great
Dogg
in
himself?
It.
Is he himself or is he...
he's a version.
A cameo.
He's a version of himself, and he's in it a fair amount. It's great. It's a great movie. I'm glad.
Yeah, it looks good.
I'm glad that guy's. That's what that guy does with his artistic capital, and it's great.
Is it up there with Trash Humpers?
It's. I like it more than Trash Humpers. Yeah, I like Trash Humpers.
Me, it's out there for sure.
It is. It's fun. It's moronic. Why not make something moronic, right? What do you think
sure.
I'm doing here?
It's not moronic. It's the best.
Yeah, well, it's also moronic.
Yeah, I guess it's not exclusive, right?
No, dumb and great are not two different things.
Yeah, I would agree.
I mean, I remember once LL Cool J, when he just said on some, he was on some award show or something, maybe it was the MTV Music Awards, and he just came out, and it was like early in his thing, and he was just like, he just said, "Let's get stupid." I was just like, that's the greatest. That was such an influential thing to me. Somebody just saying, let's
"Oh yeah,
get
for
stupid.
Sure."
I was just like, "Yeah, let's just get stupid."
You know, you got to do it. You got to do it sometimes.
That's right, buddy. All right, you have a great night. Best show. Hi.
Yes, the board has once again come in from the cold, Mr. Sharpling.
What?
The board has once again come in from the cold, Mr. Sharpling. How are you?
I'm all right. Who's this now?
It's Crocodile Genna from the board.
Yeah, yeah. How are you, buddy? How are you?
Fine. The guys in the chat, we've been trying to talk about, we've got two of them.
Okay.
Did anybody say L. Ron Hubbard?
No, nobody said L. Ron Hubbard.
Because L. Ron Hubbard created Scientology.
Yeah, he was like a sci-fi writer who decided to put together a religion.
Because he made more money that way.
Yeah.
But the other guy is Aleister Crowley, the great B666 himself.
Yes, Mike is a big fan. Big fan.
So the idea is that either put one or put both of them, or I don't know.
I'll put L. Ron Hubbard on. I'll put L. Ron Hubbard on.
Even though he did evil things and crazy stuff happened.
Yeah, well, let me think about where he would go. That's a good one, though. Thank you.
All right.
Have a great night.
Good to hear from you.
Night. Best show, hi.
How you doing, Tom?
I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
This is Matthew from the suburbs of Chicago.
What do you got for me, Matthew?
I don't want to take up too much time with this, but like real quick, I did want to say I know that you had some problems with like family. I hope everything's going well for you.
Everything's okay.
You know, I do have one for the
topic. It's not okay, but it's what the life is. That's what you do.
Of course.
Thank you for saying that.
I hope everything's good.
Thank you.
I do have one for the topic.
What do you got?
I haven't been listening to the show. I have a rare Tuesday off, but Nardwar.
He's on already. He already made the list.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you have a great night. I hope everything's good.
Thank you. That's nice. Yeah, we'll fill this out another time. We're close, right? How many slots are we missing? Okay, we'll keep filling it out. Yeah. We'll keep filling it out. We'll make it happen.
You made me listen to Danzig and Black Sabbath and Slayer really loud.
Jack in Lakewood, what's up, Jack?
Yeah, regarding the situation with Bob Kraft, have you ever engaged in anything like that yourself?
First of all, you're a moron for calling up with that nonsense. That's when not what you asked to call about. Okay, number one. All right, number two, I have not. But you know what? You're just a jerk for even calling up the show and wasting our time with that. Brian in Staten Island, what's up, Brian?
Hi, I'm Chuck Woolery, and I'm here to talk to you about catheters. Let me tell you why.
If you had to compare yourself with Barry, are you similar? Are you very different? One of the things I found with this character is he couldn't be quite as edgy as the way I played myself on the TV show. That in the way he looks, and there's something about animated movies, or there's something about an audience in a movie theater, that they just, I could just feel they wanted him to be a little...
No, your podcast is not my podcast. Your podcast is your podcast. My podcast is my podcast.
I'm understanding it.
Pick a spot over there, touch it, and describe it to me.
Just wood.
Wall. Fine. Walk to this window over here. Touch a spot on the window and describe it to me.
This feels like glass.
Well, that's because it is glass. Describe it. Describe it the best you can.
Well, it's smooth.
Right.
It's warm, warmer than the wood because the sun's coming through.
Very good. Very good. Now walk to that wall again. Touch the spot. Close your eyes.
A Ferris wheel.
It's beautiful. Back again.
Faster, please. Oh. Can
we move that back?
I feel it.
Nothing. Nothing. That's what I feel. Nothing.
All right. Lunch on the veranda today. So we can all move except for you, Freddy. Back again, please. Everyone. Beautiful day.
I fell in love in the front seat of a 56 Ford at a drive-in movie, sliding over toward a girl in shorts and necking a little on a bench seat, no gear shift in the middle. She was young and eager. It didn't take much to slip her in gear and let out the clutch.
Say goodnight. Thanks for listening to the best show. We'll be back next week. I appreciate it. Bye.